You're listening to Q Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, good evening. It's 7:01 right here in the Q Talk America studios. We've got a full house tonight. A little unintended, but hey, it all works out. We are family, as the song does say. In-house with us tonight is the one only Miss Marnie Ryer is with us.
Hello.
Howdy, Marn.
How are you?
Buddy Early is here. What did you get? You brought snacks.
Yes, if you hear me crunching, that is hard tacos.
Hard
tacos.
Well, supposed to soft
Marnie
tacos.
Marnie cutting her toenails. One or the other.
Shut up, buddy.
Next to Marnie is Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, everybody.
She came in at the last minute. We weren't sure if she was going to make it or not. And then literally just walking the door as I opened the show with the ID, Doug Wilkie, our guest villainous.
She has to make an entrance.
Hi.
You know.
Yes.
Hi.
And Buddy or anyone, if you hear me crunching, it's spicy nacho Doritos.
Ooh.
Oh, did you bring snacks?
Of course.
Of course. Tell me you stopped for a cocktail.
He didn't have time for a cocktail.
Thank you.
Are you kidding me?
Bartles
of course.
And James. Hello.
Margarita.
Oh, you did. I did.
Oh, bless your heart. I think that deserves a round of applause.
I think you need to queue up.
That's the woman on the fly right there who can stop on her way anywhere and pick up. Is it literally Bartles and James?
Yes, it literally is.
Which is my favorite part.
Which is unfortunate. But
why is it unfortunate?
Well, if I had more planning, I would have brought something else.
Yeah, and I appreciate you coming down at such short notice. Oh, I need to hang on. Oh.
I was like, I can't
wait,
hear
that's
that.
That's a technical.
We have to drink.
I didn't actually have the laptop hooked up because I was literally this last hour before the show has just been a little bit chaotic here in the studio. I don't know if you all realize what we have to go through to produce this. Let's try this again.
Really, Marnie?
What? What the? Shut.
Okay. Wait. Here's the thing. I knew that with Aaron here tonight, I knew Marnie was going to just get fucked up. And she's.
Is that a bottle of Absolut?
It definitely is. I just smelled it.
Wow.
And it is definitely.
You know, Doug is holding
a flying cat.
For Al. This is for Al.
Doug
Perkins.
Is holding up pictures of Al's cat, his flying cat.
This show has already gone off the rails, and we haven't even done the production.
We literally are 2.5 minutes into this. Wow. Look. Well, Doug, feel free to open your in the microphone. Crack it.
Yeah.
That was a sucker.
I didn't bring a cup. I didn't bring a cup though.
You can drink. They're glass bottles.
You're right. Why do you need a freaking cup?
We don't have.
I like this
coaster. I need a coaster.
Yeah, the coasters have our picture on it.
I need a coaster for my beer.
The sad part is they're really not coasters. They're promotional materials for the show. But Al likes to use them as coasters. I think that's quite funny. Oh, by the way, Al is going to be calling in from New York City at about 7:30. He's between shows. He just got out of Book of Mormon.
Nice.
So he's.
He texted me and said it's fucking nuts.
That's what he said.
That's
yeah.
A
yeah.
Quote.
Absolutely. What'd you say, Aaron?
You have to sing the song. Hello, ding dong. No,
I can't do that.
We have to pay royalties.
That was it. I did two things.
Okay.
I'm done now.
Different song. Different song.
not the same song.
By the way, I brought my Santa hands. You might need them.
All right.
You're
definitely
having
will need
hard
a
tacos.
Does anybody have any soda?
Well, yeah, we have Diet Coke.
What do you want soda for?
How much Diet Coke do you have?
I brought like 6 cans.
Can Aaron have a
sure,
can of Diet Coke?
Hell, yes.
Okay.
You brought an ice chest, right?
Right there.
I'm going to use that for just a second.
Absolutely. We're very disorganized tonight, coming into tonight's show. I don't know what the hell, how we came off the rails so early.
Here, see how that is. I can't help but feel Jesus partially
Christ.
Responsible. Well, I'm sorry.
Bury the drinks in the...
I want them to be cold. Of course you bury your drinks in the
it's
ice.
It's going to seem strong because it's right on the edge. Yeah.
What is wrong with Aaron? What? Should we just start over?
I was just about to say.
Start over.
I was just about to say maybe we should start
I didn't
over.
Know we needed a 30-second dance break this early. This early into the show.
Who would think that Al Perkins was the glue that holds this show together?
Oh, Christ. Now that's that's all we're going
to
hear.
We will have to bring that up to him later
yes,
when he calls
in. Yes, we will.
Did you know that you were the glue that binds us together?
Yeah, he binds me all right.
These tacos are apt to bind me up. Well,
hopefully not before the show's over, because I'd like to get out of the studio before that starts happening. Whew, like a Japanese bullet train running through you is what my fear is. Oh, somebody, oh, I got a Facebook text message. Oh, there's a lot to talk about in regards to Facebook tonight, boys and girls. Mm. We have several headlines that we're going to talk about a little bit later. But first, as we always do, as we come together for our gospel evening of solitude here. Oh, there's another beer. What is that?
Summer Shandy.
You're Shandy. So, buddy.
Yes.
We're going to start with you as we go around the table. What's this past week brought you?
I'm just disoriented right now. I'm sorry. But on the way over here, I am
driving
over here.
Nobody else is on the show tonight.
And I'm trying to cruise this guy at 7th Street and Thomas.
Shut up.
And my thought process goes a little bit like this. Okay, he is obviously dressed fairly well, like he just left his job. Yet he's crossing the street and he has a backpack on. I'm like, oh, he takes public transportation. Mm-hmm. Ergo, he doesn't have a car. Ergo, he would rely on me for all his transportation, which means that's the kind of guy I look
for. And he's probably going to ask you what ergo means is going to be my guess.
You know, it's kind of like I've been thinking I want to date a pothead because they have no energy and they're not going to cheat on you or get they're not going to get ambitious and be like, there's something better for me out there. So this guy...
Yes, you know, buddy, Al would give you a 10 out of 10 on the stalking profile of that thought process.
I'm trying to cruise this guy, and yes. I'm not in the lane directly next to him, and this freaking asshole in this Chevy Tahoe keeps creeping up, and I would move up a few inches, and he would move up, and
cock blocker?
Cock blocking me from his Chevy Tahoe.
Wow.
So if this guy is listening, perchance, he can find me on Craigslist and the Miss Connections ads. Or on Facebook.
And you know, Clayton will read that next week.
I think what we might ought to do is add a new segment. Do the misconnections, because some of them are just hilarious.
How
great.
They
do. Well, remember, our first show was the one who was Raw Dog, did a Metallica concert or something.
Metallica.
That poor woman. I don't know if she ever hooked up. I wonder if we should figure out.
We should try to find her.
We should find her. I'd like to know if there was
sounded nice.
This is going to sound like a pun, but I wonder if there was a happy ending to that story.
Anything involving raw dogging has a happy ending.
Well,
in my
typically, I understand.
So that's why I was a little disoriented because I didn't get. He could have been the love of my life.
Well, or not.
I'm just kidding, Sergeant Ed Castillo.
My concern was, and I chose to add a tone to your text prior to the show. Literally at 46 minutes after 6, you text me. I will not be late. And I put that tone as, I will not be late.
Yeah, it was sort of like reaffirming it to myself as much as to you. I was like, this is going to Clayton, but it's also a record of this for myself.
Come hell or high water, I will not be late, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, Lord.
So buddy, go back to your hard tacos. But the foam pad is for your phone.
I was using it to also keep my
your napkins, because we have a breeze.
I'll do that with my elbow.
Well, you can, whatever, we'll figure something out. Going around the table, let's go to Marnie Ryer. What's going on with you?
You know, not a bunch, as usual.
Really?
It's kind of a boring life.
Yeah, did you get...
No. I have a great story from last Thursday.
Okay.
Super great story.
Do I shouldn't...
You were involved.
Oh.
I got a new fridge.
Oh, that story.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yes, and it's all installed. And like,
not
like,
only
like
installed,
everything's done.
Everything is done. Like, there was that. My friend Jared is phenomenal. Came over with his... crew, his girlfriend and friend. They were fantastic. And
that's called a crew. By the way,
that's
Doug
his
is
crew.
Doug,
they were
go
crew.
Ahead. Doug is opening Doritos.
Oh.
Nice
work. That's good.
That's
now
good
see, that's
now
a
crunch.
Sound.
Crunch.
That's a,
no,
yeah, let's hear a crunch before. Oh!
That is commercial worthy.
That really is. That really is.
You'll have to do that for a sound bite for
Clinton. We'll record that after the show.
The champagne.
Oh, which I have got to steal from the show. Absolutely.
Yeah. I was wondering if we could record the shimmy that Doug did after he crunched that.
That's a visual.
As soon as we get cameras, Aaron, right. I swear to God, all we'll right. record. Well, Doug will come in and just do a shimmy course.
I think it translates over radio, honestly.
Sure. All visual does. I hear television is going pretty well, too.
Oh, it's so overrated.
Yes, exactly.
But no,
so,
we got the fridge
right,
put
we
in
got that
and
in.
Ice, like it has an ice maker as
right.
well, which is not exciting to a lot of people, but it's
no,
thrilling
but
to me.
I'm
I have
actually,
two now.
I'm impressed with the fact that you got that whole process was expedited so quickly because I told you There was a plumbing thing you had. Yep. There was a wall open. Run a goddamn water line. Let's get this hooked up. Get it installed. And you literally, like, in 2 days, call being like, done. Oh, you'll never guess. It's all done.
All done.
I was.
And not just that, but what makes it even more, it was actually 24 hours, but what makes it even better is I looked at him and I said, so I think that we need to go ahead and hook it into the water line out here in the laundry room. And I made it sound, and then I started laughing.
Because he knew damn good and well that wasn't coming from
you. He was staring at me like, shut the hell up.
He's like, Clayton was here, wasn't he?
Yeah. And I looked and I said, okay, I don't really know what I'm saying, but it's all good. It's all good. So it's been a good week.
Aaron? You're sitting just next to Marnie, so I assume you might have... Well, actually, you did have something to do with the refrigerator.
Well, sure, the refrigerator was my grandfather's refrigerator. And then
I'm sure this is all stellar information to the listening people.
Then he married a gold digger. That might be interesting information.
Hopefully she's a listener.
She
or was.
Her name Brenda or Robin? Not
which are not lesbian
she's
names.
Straight. She's straight, buddy. She's straight, so no.
We'll get to that later, but those are classic
they're
lesbian
really
names
not.
If I've ever heard
they are, buddy.
Thank you.
Robin. No, I'm going to D.C. in 2 days.
I heard that. Mm-hmm. For 10 days?
Nine.
Mm-hmm. 9 days in D.C. for a conference.
For National Education Association conference. Shameless plug
conference,
for NEA,
excuse me. Right. I remember their stickers and stuff when I was in elementary school because all the teachers were part of that union.
Yay!
I remember that.
Oh, but you were in a union state. They had to be.
I was in Missouri, I assume. Right. Okay. I know. And I was also in Oklahoma briefly, but I didn't know if they were there, too. Fuck, who cares? Nobody gives a shit.
So that's that.
I graduated in 87. It's all history. So you're going to D.C.
I am.
And I don't know what else to ask. How's
I'm going to the White House.
You are? Right.
Yeah, I am.
So tell the story about when you were little, though. The first time you went, because this is my favorite. I asked her to not do it again this time.
Okay.
So my Aunt Janet worked in the Clinton White House and worked with Clinton. And the Clintons came to her wedding. Yeah, big deal.
That's cool.
And, it is a big deal.
And
that is
so
a big deal.
I went to the White House in eighth grade, and my Aunt Janet took me and did the whole tour. And like we were going backstage pass, if you will. And there were a whole bunch of eighth graders, and they didn't know what to do with us before if we had an hour to kill, so they took us to the mall, and we all bought, toy guns.
Oh, Jesus.
Daddy spit on me.
Eighth grader.
But not with the intention of going to the White House, but just to run around the mall and shoot each other up. So then we go to the White House and they start scanning all of our bags.
Oh my God.
And they confiscated all of our toy guns.
Aaron, if you were kindergartners, fine. You were eighth grade.
You know, I teach middle school and eighth graders, the same as kindergartners, really. They're the same.
It's the same.
Was the chaperone fired? No part of that.
I'm not sure we even had chaperones. I don't really remember.
Clearly they weren't on duty at the mall.
Just running around the mall.
It was pre-9/11. Yeah. Who needed a chaperone then?
Oh, I wouldn't have. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's right. It would have been a totally different world. But still, you just don't take guns to the White House.
I asked her to please not do that this time. I just thought it'd be better.
You also don't take him to the Ford Theater, I found out.
No.
Too soon?
Too soon.
Sorry, they just released a documentary about him.
Sorry, Mr. Lincoln.
The Vampire Hunter thing. So.
Yeah, because that's
true story.
Because that's real. Right.
Have some reverence.
All right. Well, we'll continue on around the...
Is this my time to say something about Aaron's terry cloth?
So, Buddy wanted to do a little lesbian bashing, so I wore terry cloth shorts to help him celebrate lesbians.
Are those I didn't even look at your shirts.
$7,
oh, my God.
1978 called.
All I know is...
Are you serious?
A couple of weeks ago, I made a remark about lesbians loving chain restaurants, and Marnie was not pleased. And then last week, I said that Robin and Brenda were lesbian names, and she shot me a look that made me want to eat my own face.
No, it was a look of surprise. Death stare. It was a look of surprise. What the hell are you talking
about? Is it because
her
best friends are Brenda and Robin, and they've been together 32
years?
2 years? Yes.
And so they should, with names like Brenda and Robin.
That's
who else
exactly
is going
right.
to... It was not a death stare. I just didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
You were appalled.
Now you do.
It was it was half appalling look and half disappointment.
Wow.
She's like, really, buddy,
now
I'm so disappointed
you.
In you. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we were going to get to Doug in a minute to tell us what's new in Al Perkins' life.
Well, I can now that I'm in his home.
We'll
hear from him later.
Al is going to call in about 15 minutes from now from the Great White Way in New York City. But in the meantime,
if he's in the basement.
I don't.
Is he calling from that basement?
No, he's not in Niagara Falls. He's in the city. He's actually he just got out of the Book of Mormon, so he's actually on Broadway.
Wait a minute. Isn't that funny? No, he's not. He's at the restaurant tonight, but he's making a lot of shit up, I bet. I bet he's just lying his ass off, like, this is where I'd like to be.
It's okay. It's okay. He's there. It's okay because Doug's living in his house during time. And there are beautiful new security rooms.
New York.
It's good. Between Doug and I, there's people flying around that house all the time.
It's a fucking fortress.
We're very busy.
I thought it was a big secret.
It is a fortress. Yes. Well, not now.
So yes. I'm going to go over there with Sergeant Ed Castillo. We're going to patrol the place.
I swear to God, the day you forget that name will be the day I get happy.
No, I love that
I've been
name.
Listening to that shit since my foot started hurting at Pride. And now that my foot's healed, I think it's time for you to heal. Anyway, Douglas,
yes.
What is going on? I mean, obviously, again, thanks for coming down at such short notice.
Of course, it's my pleasure.
And you'll be with us next week, which is already established.
I'm thrilled. I'm in heaven.
Of course.
So let me tell you what happened to me this week. Well, it happened a couple of weeks ago, but what I had to do about it, it happened on Sunday. I am a criminal.
Oh. Congratulations.
Yes. That's a round of applause.
Dun, dun.
You're... Okay, because I've known you a long time, and you becoming
That's
a criminal.
Great.
I am a criminal.
I think that you really had to do something.
Did you do a sit? Were you part of the sit-in?
Let me tell you what I did.
I'm
were you
not
part
surprised.
Of the sit-in?
Let me tell you what I did, and it's going to serve as a public service.
You didn't take a gun to the state capitol.
I did. Well,
no, they're allowed in buildings in Arizona.
Yeah.
That's right.
Good call.
Good call, Aaron.
Good call.
Nice.
No. Go ahead.
Do you are you familiar with 12th Street and Camelback?
I've driven through it about a billion times in 20 years.
Are you familiar with the
red light cameras?
Because I have been labeled as a red light runner. Which I am.
Really?
Yeah. Nice work. And I really did it, so I can't deny it. There's photographic evidence.
Now, going back to, obviously, the day that you ran the light, I'm going to assume that there was a moment where you're like, shit, I just ran the light. Did you know when you did it? And then a week later, you got it in the mail?
Yeah. Well, I knew when I did it, and I knew when the pictures went off, I knew.
Right.
And I was, when I learned in hour six of traffic survival school.
Oh, that's what you had to do.
Never
on
had
Sunday.
To go through that.
Well, I did learn. Actually, I did learn a lot, I will say that. And the thing I learned is that I was very distracted. And I was distracted, just looked up and it was yellow and I just said, you know what, fuck this, I'm going because I'm...
And you were on 11th Street
I was a little hungover.
Like you do. It just happens.
And I was a little distracted. I was thinking about something else. The radio was on. And anyway, I take full responsibility. Here's the bad news. For those of you that haven't gotten the ticket, it's about $272.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that'll buy a lot of Bartles and James.
No. Well, I won't be making this purchase
again.
Wait
a minute.
The fly. It's fine.
Clayton, do I have to pitch in for that?
No.
Okay.
You never have to pitch anything, buddy. Nothing.
We get paid the same.
And this is the one thing I want to make sure everyone knows. You can't beat the ticket, or it's a real one.
They've got a fucking picture of you.
Exactly.
And I've heard you can't always get what you want.
And you get,
I mean, really.
And you get an MVD, a corrective action notice that says if you don't register for traffic survival school in 15 days, we're going to suspend your license. So I got to get up at 6:30 in the morning on Sunday and spend 8 glorious hours at traffic survival school.
Which was
interesting.
Traffic survival school also cost you, what, $300?
No, that's the good news. It was only $55 for the one day.
Well, for other offenses, it might cost more.
It doesn't make the ticket go away. You still get all your points. Oh. It's something you're
just... So what's the difference between the class that you took and the other class that... What is it?
Let me tell you.
Oh, stand by.
Yes.
Okay, by the way, before you go into your screen, let me just tell you. Al and Matt Marotzka are sitting in Matt's apartment in New York City listening to us live right now.
Good.
Okay, good.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Al.
So tell your story.
All right. So evidently when you go
there... I didn't hear him say hi back.
This is worse than defensive driving, which is the lighter offenders. We were the, what are called, extreme offenders. So I was in there with, there was me and the three other people who ran the light at 12th Street and at 12th Street and Camelback.
Three of you at the same place.
Oh,
and
were they following you?
There were the six people that were there with DUIs. And then there were the three aggressive drivers. And they were my favorites. Well, the one DUI girl was great, too. But the speeding guy on his motorcycle, he got an aggressive speeding ticket. He was going down the 101. He was going 181 miles an hour.
Holy crap.
I'm not fucking kidding you. And the guy next to him on his motorcycle was going 165.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So
that's insane.
Yeah, that blew my mind. And then the girl that was sitting next to me was the DUI whose blood alcohol level was 0.24.
Oh.
And she laughed. She
I don't know
was,
why yeah. I'm here.
Shame song. Shame song.
She so. Might have... With the BAL that high, she yeah. may have still been drunk. From...
exactly.
Even though that was 3 months ago.
Right, no, so, yeah, right, yeah, exactly. Totally.
So that was that day. But I did learn a lot, and it was interesting, and glad it's all over with now.
So. Got it. So now you're... You're reformed.
I am reformed. I'm recovered.
You're a reformed
runner. I'm recovered.
You're a recovering red light runner.
I will tell you the most bizarre thing is now I slow down at that. Even when it's green, I slow
and
down.
And then he guns it.
At 12. Right. At 12th and Canada.
Like if he, right. If you're between Indian School and Osborne, you're stopping like at Macayo's.
Yes.
You're just like stopping.
That's exactly right.
I'm sure you are.
I remember getting one of those on the 101 up north. It was right when the cameras came out on the side of the freeway. Whatever, when you were speed cameras. And I'm driving, and I was late for something, which is so weird, Clayton.
I know, you're always so ahead of schedule.
I'm promptly 15 minutes late to everything.
Yeah, you were born late.
That's a true story.
I know it is. I know it is.
And so anyway, I'm driving, and I thought nothing of it. You see the picture, you're like, oh, yeah. And I thought, well, there's a whole lot of people that are driving as well. Maybe they're going faster. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm lucky. So... I get this thing in the mail because they'll email you, as a matter of fact. You can go, like, or not email you. You get the thing in the mail, you can go to a little website, right?
But don't go.
But don't go, apparently, because the minute you click on it, you've said, yes. I got this in the mail.
I knew that.
Yeah, I did not. So I learned the best part of it was, there was, as you said, Doug, it was you, right? Yeah, there was no fighting this. So it shows this picture of me driving that way. Just whatever.
In a car with Vikings emblems on it.
All over the place.
Of course, right.
It was my little Subaru. And the interesting part was that you go and you see everybody kind of passing. And all of a sudden you see me. I'm not kidding. Like, you see cars. Like, they show you cars just driving.
Just driving.
And then and I was like, yeah, I'll go ahead and pay that. Who do I make the check out to? Yeah. It was really, it was... So I'm with you. You can't fight that shit.
Nope.
No.
A story just before I tell you what happened to me this week, I'll tell you, I had a friend who was using my address as their home address for quite a while, but was living like here and there or whatever. Well, they were in Albuquerque and came to Phoenix.
Say no more.
And came to Phoenix. Well, no, but they were going to school. They were going to school in Albuquerque.
Okay.
And came to Phoenix to see a friend, and I'm using air quotes here, a friend, which I think was just no more than just a trick. Well, on I-17 at Mount Bethany, got popped by the speed cams. Didn't know he was ever in town, never called me, never let me know he was in town, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, about...
And really should have.
What, about 7 to 10 days later, I get a thing in the mail, and I send him a text, and I'm like, by chance, were you at I-17 at Bethany Home about 6 days ago, about 12:35 at night? He immediately called me and goes, I knew that damn thing was going to show up. Because, I mean, the cameras were so good, you could see. I mean, it was the car. You could see the scratches in the side of the car.
And you could see him going, oh, shit.
Right, exactly. Actually, no, he looked like just a dumbass not paying attention to what he was speeding is what it looked like.
Right.
Not even a look of like, oh, I know I'm going to get caught.
Yeah.
So for me, before we go into our lovely headlines, and Al's going to be calling us in just moments, about 5 minutes. This week I had, we've wrapped up, and now officially Jason Carlton is living in my house as of today.
Oh, well done.
Yay.
So, well done.
So,
have you played dress up yet?
No. We save this for a special time. It's a special time.
We don't talk about that on the show?
No, we don't talk about that.
I'm sorry.
But today was the first day that Lucy came. Oh. Lucy's the dog, so my house... For the first time, has a dog.
Yeah.
I guess Lucy's a poodle. She's some hypoallergenic dog. I don't know, but she went to the groomer's today, got all done, and I installed the bigger doggy door in the back, which
cute.
Apparently Maggie has already figured out. Maggie and Marty have already figured out how to use, which
is
good.
How
did that go? Well, they have not met yet.
Oh, okay.
No, but I'm pretty sure that Maggie is going to be licking her little bitch slapper paw and just going to smack the shit out of that dog. Because I'm pretty sure what's going to happen. But it'll be interesting to see how this all works because
you need to put in like a little nanny cam
to see
that. To see
how that's going to work.
Yeah,
right.
That would be very funny.
Jason keeps thinking that Marty's the one who's going to have an issue because he's the male of the house. I'm like, no.
Wasn't Marty the one that ran into
the dogs? Right, my mom just went into overdrive and pulled off of him. Right.
Exactly.
But they were big dogs. I don't think he's going to care about
he's
Lucy.
He's not going to associate.
I don't think so. But the funny thing is, Marty is scared of air.
Meow.
Marty is scared of himself, yeah. So he's not going to be the one who's a bit aggressive. Maggie will be.
Sure.
So we'll see how that's going to work. I'm not really worried about it. I figure, what the hell? They're animals. They'll figure it out. They'll work it out.
Sure.
If they don't, well, they can just hit the road. No.
Jack.
I'm pretty sure it'll all be fine. But anyway, yeah, as of today, officially, he is he's in and done, and we can move on with that chapter. Yes.
I've never known someone take so long to move into their own house. We've been talking about it. Mm-hmm.
Since Pride.
Yeah.
Somewhere close to that. I'm not really sure.
So everything else is good, though, Clinton?
Everything else seemingly is fine. I got to, my weekend got all blown to hell with having to be involved with some stuff at Charlie's, which is fine. I'm there anyway. But
but Saturday was fun during the day.
Fun during the day.
For like an hour.
Well, yeah, we bum rushed.
Half an hour.
We bum rushed Joe and Babe on their show for their 2-year anniversary. Yeah. We bum rushed them. We waited till halfway through their show, opened the door with apple juice and champagne, and then just kind of just took over the whole damn show.
And nobody and wanted the apple juice. God bless them.
No.
Wow.
We're good influences. I'm sure Martin took the apple juice home. But I was going to say I did finally last night. Was able to take 3 hours, and I went to my mom's house and sat and visited with her and did a couple things for her that needed to be checked out.
Good.
Just because literally I haven't, for 3 weeks, 3-4 weeks, I have not been able to make it up there.
Yeah.
My weekends get out of control, and I just, my world's kind of.
I'm glad you took that time.
Vita loca.
Hi, Di.
Yeah, she's out there listening right now, absolutely. Hi, along
Di.
With about maybe hopefully 4 or 5 other people. Well,
we've
got Matt and Al.
For sure.
We've got the East Coast.
We've got Matt and Al on the East Coast. We've got your friend in Austin, Texas.
We do. Sabrina, I wonder if she's listening.
I don't know. I don't. Sabrina.
Pastor of Minnesota.
She's not. Nope. Nobody else is in the chat. We've got Matt and Missy.
Same thing.
And by the way, Al says that if you would have shut up, you would have heard him say hello earlier.
Ooh.
Wow.
I do want Al to know that I am holding up the picture of the dead cat.
You have the cats. Those are an inspiration. Inspiration to Al.
They're truly a blessing.
My real goal is to have them printed in color and have them mounted here on the wall. As that count is mounted on a platform for a helicopter.
Oh, he flies.
I was just wondering if I could throw something out to Matt.
Sure.
Than fuck you. But I wanted to throw
Matt Marotska? Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Matt.
I just wanted to throw out the fact that I'm just making up for lost time because Al's not here, so I get to just chat and say whatever I want and maybe not.
Why are you telling Matt to go to hell when Al wrote the post?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Matt did.
No, Miss See Al wrote the post. If she would have shown
up, you might remember Al Perkins from his days in that chair.
Shut it over here.
Marnie is making friends coast to coast.
And Matt?
She's already drunk.
God bless you. Well, a little bit.
For the love of God. Well, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get into our headline segment. Doug, Marnie, Aaron, and Buddy are all here. And me. I'm Clayton McKee. And apparently somebody told me a long time ago this was my show.
Sorry, Matt.
We can't prove it just yet. We'll be back with headlines right after this.
What's this? It's a 30-second dance break.
Talk America, 7:30 on a Tuesday night. Here's a look at headlines that we're going to be looking at, amongst other things, on this Tuesday night. Facebook removes an image of two men kissing. A woman gets stuck in a sewer trying to retrieve her cell phone. A drunk man falls asleep in the wrong house. Cher plans to write and star in an autobiographical Broadway show. A city council lifts a 9-year-old's gag for being a food critic. And a naked man refuses to get out of Tempe Town Lake. Plus, Oreo celebrates gay pride with a rainbow filling ad. That's some headlines for you right here on this. What is this, Tuesday again? Yes, it is Tuesday. Oh, for the love of God. Al, feel free to call in whenever you'd care to, because we'd like you to join in on this headlines, because the share story is specifically for you. What happened? What Marnie's doing? Marnie's trying to figure out how to work an iPad. Very challenging. Oh, that, exactly. So, because I was going to say, I have handouts, because I know Al loves handouts. So I brought handouts. You can pass these around.
And our listening audience loves handouts, too, right. I know.
So these are the handouts.
As long as it's a flying cat, everything is good.
These are handouts that coincide with all of our stories, and I made notes in case you didn't know who the pictures were.
Oh, my God.
So,
of Cher?
Cher. Well, I want to make sure you knew. want to make sure you knew who Cher was.
Wow.
So, according to local reports, local news, in Tempe, police and fire crews spent more than an hour trying to get a naked man out of Tempe Town Lake on last Wednesday. According to officials, a local 38-year-old man somehow got into the lake, possibly by jumping off the light rail or the railroad bridge into the water. They're enjoying the handouts, the picture handouts, just so you understand the story.
My new favorite.
Police in Tempe found drug paraphernalia on the man.
Surprising.
I know, surprising. Who shed all but his socks before going in the water. Rescue crews on two boats tried to reach out to him, but that simply didn't work. They then tried to bring him in using a life preserver and a long pole, but he avoided them a number of times, even went underwater and between the boats to avoid capture. Finally, rescue divers were able, who were harnessed to a boat, got in the water and grabbed the rogue swimmer. There is no word on why he went for a swim. Again, I'm assuming the drugs. Police say the man is now facing this. Listen, he got all high, jumped off a bridge, and here is the list of what he's facing. Uh-huh. Indecent exposure, failure to identify, obstruction of a public thoroughfare, defecating in public, possession of drug paraphernalia, and the use of water for swimming.
I don't know. Was he doing much swimming?
What are you? What else is he supposed to do?
It's Arizona.
You know, when you're
supposed to have a gun in the water.
Yes.
Right. I don't understand. So
when you're going to be immersed in water a long time, you know, your feet can get all wrinkly. So the socks were really important.
Oh, well, of course.
Keep the socks on.
I think that's right. Joining us in our headlines, I'm hoping he's there. Alfred, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Oh, yeah! You know what's really odd is I never expected that Al would be the first person where the phones would actually fucking work in this show as he's calling from the Great White Way. How are you doing, Al?
I'm very good. You guys are on the strangest delay. When I was on hold on the phone, it was like 2 minutes ahead of you live.
Right. So you should. So
you mean you were hearing what we're saying now 2 minutes ago? Is that what you're saying?
Right. Right.
I had some kind of time warp. It's very exciting.
Right. The delay is a little bit odd. So only listen, Mr. Perkins, through your phone, if you would, please. So we're going to get to your stories in just a few minutes. But Al, we'd like you to chime along with us on the headlines, if you don't mind. You've got plenty of time.
Sure.
Britain's youngest food critic is back in business. A Scottish local authority retreated in the face of an online outcry and lifted a ban on a 9-year-old blogger named Martha Payne, who has been ordered to stop taking photographs of lunches served in her school cafeteria. Her images of uninspiring school meals, one consisted of a plain cheeseburger, 3 slices of cucumber, and a lollipop, drew international attention. Uh-huh. The blog, helped set up 6 weeks ago as a writing project to help raise money for a school meals charity, has drawn more than 2 million hits. She gave a Foodometer rating and offered an assessment of its contents. Quote, I'd really like to know where the chicken comes from. Local officials...
Can you criticize our show so we can get more listeners?
We could use some of those 2 million hits.
Please sponsorship.
Well, if Buddy keeps stopping at Jack in the Box, we're going to get them as a sponsor. Local officials were not amused and ordered the schoolgirl to stop taking pictures. In a statement, the council said Payne's photos were misleading and had caused distress to cafeteria staff. The council was particularly irked by a report about the blog in Scotland's Daily Record newspaper called Fire the Dinner Ladies. Now, an upshot to that story is, amid the blaze of publicity, their charity went from raising $4,700 up to $31,000 for the food charity.
And I also I had read that most of her blogs or whatever, I don't know if they were full-on blogs or whatever,
were positive.
Were not bad.
Right.
She was just joining us as a project, like, today we had this, it was good or whatever, and then that one or two.
Did you see the picture? Oh, there it is. Oh, I think
right,
there it is.
There's a picture.
Because I've been following this story along, and that one thing that was on her lunch plate, a dog turd would have been better to eat for lunch.
Well, heaven's sakes for that.
So I thought it was great that she was doing it.
Yeah. Al, it's
I'm always asking myself, is this chicken
or a dog turd?
Now, Al, you did make a comment a week or so ago about the food at the restaurant sometimes isn't palatable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we live on fried foods. Like they want to make sure that we end up in a local hospital after we eat that fucking shit.
It's sort of like creating your own customers.
Exactly. There's an express elevator from the restaurant right to a hospital.
Oh, Frontline Jackson, Florida. A woman became stuck in a sewer after she attempted to reach inside to retrieve a cell phone that she had dropped. Lori McElroy, 46 years old, said she didn't see any water, so she started sliding into the sewer inch by inch. When she was in far as up to her waist, she was able to reach the phone, but then realized that she was stuck. For more, let's hear directly from Lori McElroy.
And I was on the phone talking to somebody, and then I dropped the phone in the sewer. I saw the phone, wasn't no water in it, so I figured I could go down there and get it. Then I got to the top of the part of my body, got stuck, and then I couldn't get up. The neighbors lifted the top of it off, and then we still couldn't get me out. And then we had to call the fire department and the ambulance. I feel wonderful that I'm out, but it was a stupid mistake. It's better just to go buy another phone instead of buying.
It's better to go buy another phone instead of dying. Words from the wise.
That's good advice. Wait.
The police and fire department were called to the scene and used the jaws of life to pry the lid off the sewer to let the woman out. Oh. Yes, it's wiser to just go buy a new phone.
Wow. Oh, well, you know, sometimes
just
we need walk away.
Just walk away.
We need, you know, people like her to make these errors in judgment so they can educate the rest of us on what not to do.
Exactly.
So she's going to be a Rosa Parks
God
of sewer.
She's the Rosa Parks.
She's in the bottom of the sewer. Can you hear
and
me
now?
And
that's not because I'm assuming she's black. Not at all.
Not at all. Allegedly.
Yeah. Now, can you hear me now?
I'd like to see maybe there be a PSA where she is like the face of what not to do.
But in the PSA, she's covered in shit.
and eating one of those lunches.
I have stared at every sewer in New York City, and I have wanted to get in. But now, to her wise words, I will.
I have to admit that story really threw me a couple of times because is her name Lori?
No, yes, Lori.
Because Lori is classic white lesbian name. And then when I heard her voice,
the Olive Garden.
Now the funny thing is.
But then her voice threw me. I don't know.
Now, Al, you may know the person in this next story. We'll find out. Authorities in Western New York say a 20-year-old man thought he was sleeping on a friend's couch when state troopers woke him up over the weekend. It turns out that he was way off, about 20 miles off. State police say a homeowner in the rural county town of Newstead woke up around 4:30 in the morning on Saturday and found a stranger sleeping on their couch. Unable to wake him, his wife called 911. When the troopers arrived, they found a very intoxicated man still sleeping on the couch. Troopers say the man told him that he thought he was at a friend's house on Grand Island, 20 miles west of Newstead. He was charged
with... That's where my sister lives, on Grand Island.
Okay, well, so maybe we should call your sister.
This is where I'm currently vacationing, in Grand Island. Isn't that funny?
Is your sister still awaiting a friend who's supposed to show up and crash on her couch? Because we know where he is, if that's
exactly
the case.
Her couch is sorrowfully itchy. When you read this headline, no lie, I looked over at Matt and I said, that's happened in my neighborhood.
Just recently.
It's an easy mistake.
Recently.
You know, there's...
20 miles is quite a record.
Didn't Robert Downey do that?
I wouldn't be surprised.
He woke up on someone's couch.
That's true.
And you know that actor Rip Torn?
Or in their bed or something.
He tried to go home drunk to the wrong house.
Oh, no, I remember
right?
that
remember
story.
That one?
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And Anne Heche did it, too.
Anne Heche.
Mm-hmm. Well, hers was...
hers was from an alien ship.
Right.
What else?
So
there was the lady that forgot her. Oh, Margot Kidder. Remember Margot Kidder's hair didn't have her teeth on?
Yeah.
She forgot her false teeth and she was wandering through the neighborhood.
And she was in someone's backyard, wasn't she, Al? She was like out
what?
By. She was out. She was in someone's backyard when they found her.
I'm not going to judge this story.
The what?
The Walking Dead, like wandering around toothless in someone's backyard.
Totally. Toothless.
Oh, I remember that. Right. Wasn't that after she broke up with Ellen?
No, Margot Kidder.
Margot Kidder.
Yeah.
Margot Kidder.
They never
dated.
Wrong lesbian. Sorry.
Similar song.
Same deep voice.
Yes. Facebook removes an image of two men kissing. Facebook has come under fire after a picture of these two men kissing was apparently removed from the site because it, quote, infringed on publishing rules of posting images of sexual or delicate nature. The pic was uploaded by a Madrid-based Visible Cultura LGTB organization to promote its gay arts looks for a home documentary. What have you done? Accordingly, it was taken... What? Shut up. It was taken out for reportedly breaching decency codes, which bar images of a political, sexual, or other sensitive nature. Now, what I'm wondering about is... Now, and I pass the handout around here in the studio.
Yep.
Really? That seriously. Now, yeah. Facebook is claiming, they're claiming the image has was taken down accidentally due to a technical issue, and the social network giant is investigating it.
Bullshit.
They've reposted the picture. The,
so is that a technical error? Can we drink?
Oh, we should. Okay. I think that's good. Even are you and Matt drinking there?
Weird.
Yeah, of course we are.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're with Matt. Of course you are. Anyway, I just thought it was interesting that Facebook, amidst everything else that's on Facebook, really, that harmless picture that I showed you guys right here, I thought it was interesting that they did that. In related Facebook news, and Al, I don't know if you've seen this because you've been very busy on your sabbatical, Oreo celebrates gay pride with a rainbow-filling picture of their cookie, but it prompts a Facebook backlash. Among the hundreds of positive retweets and favorites came a single unfollow. The response to the ad among the Facebook page's 26.9 million fans has been fiercely divided, with thousands of shares and likes and a wave of apparent dislikes. One commenter wrote, "I'm never eating Oreos again. This is just disgusting." While another noted that they were unliking not only the Oreos page, but the rest of the Kraft family products.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I'm going to find the Oreo page because I haven't liked it yet.
I already liked it. Oreos, over the years...
When did Oreos switch from Nabisco?
Oreos did not. Oreos
is not that I'm aware of.
Oh, you're right. You are correct.
Tell
they used
me,
to
what?
Be Nabisco. You are correct. Al's dad used to work for Nabisco.
Oh.
I don't recall when that switchover came.
I'm a Nabisco baby.
Would you like me to look that up?
Go ahead.
Or write that down?
Right.
Well,
both. Wait,
Clayton, it's just an ad, though, right? The Oreos themselves don't have rainbow filters.
No, correct. Right. They just posted an ad celebrating Pride Month.
It's really cool.
And then, but according to everybody, other people that are on the Facebook, everybody's liking it, sharing it, saying things like, "Hi, guys, be sure to like an Oreo on Facebook. Tell them how much you love their rainbow pride and their cookies, blah, blah, blah." A Kraft spokesman told the Huffington Post that in recognition of Pride Month, Oreo created the ad depicting the rainbow flag with different colors of the Oreo cream. They were excited to illustrate it as making history today fun and a playful way to say that we support the community. So
I love it.
Yeah. Very, very cool.
Now I have a reason to eat Oreo cookies. Well, I was hoping there really was one with 7 layers of cream inside of it.
Right? I'm actually just glad they finally gave me a reason to admit that I eat that many.
I enjoy them.
I'm hitting the Safeway right after the show to get some Oreo cookies.
Now, Al, I've saved this headline. This one's just for you because not only are you in the city of Broadway, you also have, I mean, you the button in your car that you almost lost says, "Ask me things about Cher." You know all.
Exactly.
Did you know that Cher has announced on Twitter that she is working on writing and starring in an autobiographical Broadway show?
Al is silent.
Dead silence.
Now, from how you described it earlier, is it going to be like in three phases where there's going to be like Sonny and Cher?
Let me read the story.
And then
the tweet that she sent out said this: "Producers are writing a musical now about my life and my music," reads the initial post, revealing that the musical will track three different versions of Cher throughout the singer's life. Quote, "I'm helping to write it because I was there and I know stories that no one but me knows." Cher's character will appear as the young singer through the Sonny and Cher era, then as a solo artist from the late 70s through her Believe Tour 99, and finally as a present-day incarnation looking back on her live career and the earlier versions of herself. No further casting or creative team members have been revealed, and no timeline has been given.
So are they going to do like some stunt casting where it's like Benjamin Button, where like the old the actors get younger after the Cher age?
I guess my biggest question is, who plays Chastity?
Oh.
You mean Chaz?
Oddly, it's
well, later on.
Who did you say, Al?
Any man.
Oh,
man will do.
I was thinking Fortune Feimster from Chelsea Lately.
From Chelsea.
Fortune Feimster. A name that probably will never be uttered again on this show.
Sevens of people know who she is.
Well, you know what? If I'm correct, Al, I do believe today is also the anniversary of Sonny and Cher's divorce.
Oh, good work.
Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding. Wow.
No. 1975.
You've got the finger on the pulse of her.
I do. Well, and he is still dead. He is still dead.
That's our first live pulse.
just an insert here on Nabisco. It looks like it's still
Well, but does Nabisco own Kraft, or does Kraft part of Nabisco?
It says Oreo is part a product of Nabisco.
Kraft just wanted to come out with a statement get themselves into the story.
But he just sounded really angry.
What I'm wondering is, did Kraft absorb Nabisco?
Yeah.
That's probably what happened.
That must be
Where does Kraft Beatrice come into all of this?
Beatrice Foods?
Yeah, don't they own everything?
Okay.
While we're excited to hear from you, it's important to note that postings to the Nabisco Cookies Facebook page are not representative of the opinions of Nabisco or Kraft Foods.
Oh, there you go.
So I don't know. I don't.
I think Kraft owns Nabisco.
You know, one of the charming stories of Al's childhood in the basement where he was back there on that fire island or whatever the hell you call it. His father, who worked for Nabisco, used to bring home warm from the bakery the shredded wheat.
Oh,
yum.
Those little things, right, Al?
And the Triscuits.
Oh, and the Triscuits, yeah. And the
wow, Triscuits. I thought you were going to say Oreos, and then I was really going to shoot my wad right here.
No, but the reason I know that they're made by Nabisco is because back in, like, the mid-70s, we were getting Oreo cookies for some reason. I don't know if they were trying to make them in Niagara Falls or something. So my mom, I mean, but they were kind of stale. My mom would put them into,
I'll still
she would crush them up and put them into ice cream, so I thought she invented cookies and cream.
Oh, nice. You
she
thought
did.
Ruth invented cookies and cream. I see. I did.
Well, I'm just going to interrupt you all and then get off the line.
Well, I want you to have the last, we're done with headlines. So you tell us how your trip is. Give us the question and just take over for a minute like you normally do.
Nothing's new just because you're over there.
It's been very hard to just listen.
Go ahead, Al. Let's take over.
Well, it's been a fantastic trip. We went to Show Tunes last night at Splash, which, if you're familiar, it's in Chelsea, and it's where the naked guys take showers on the bar.
I'm familiar.
And
yes.
it's usually like an upscale sleazy dance club, like
in the same. In the same sentence, upscale sleazy.
Yes, he's absolutely right.
Okay,
right. I was there in March.
Exactly what it is.
Okay.
And but they do Show Tunes night on Monday, and this was hardcore Show Tunes. Like, it was not fucking around. We stayed for like almost 4 hours just singing, and it was amazing. Like, it was truly like going to a cult where I was happy to join. Tell me where I kill the white people.
Oh, heaven's sake. And you saw...
It was fantastic.
You saw...
And then tonight I saw Book of Mormon. I just got out.
Uh-huh.
And it is absolutely phenomenal. Buddy, sell a kidney. If you've got a working organ that's not shot to shit, sell it. Go find it.
I do have one organ I haven't been using in about 10 years.
Will anybody pay for that?
Don't sell that one.
I'm sure there's a gerbil in need of a new penis, so you'll be fine. Sorry.
Damn.
Buddy, if you want to go, it'll be in L.A. at the Pantages Theater from September through November.
Yeah.
So anybody's up for road trip?
I've been looking.
Yes.
Al helped me look it up. I'm going to try to go in September.
Do it.
Gotcha.
Get your tickets. This show is so sold out, it's almost impossible to get into.
Wow.
And the beginning of the first act, it's kind of like, okay, clever. It's been built up too much. The act one finale and the second act were like, kick your feet. Screaming funny. Like, you just lose your mind. I have not laughed that hard in so long. It was such a good time. And I found my new husband. His name is Michael James Scott. And he spends the whole show saying he's got maggots on his scrotum. And I found that attractive. I'm not going to.
Okay.
I like couscous. I can work with this.
What else do you have in store for your trip? I know, obviously, you're there over 4th of July, and I'm sure that'll be exciting. But what other shows?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I said, what other shows, what other events are you attending while you're there?
Oh, I'm going to stalk Ricky Martin on Thursday.
Good.
Christ on a cross. If you touch him, don't wash your hand until you come home.
Exactly.
Because I'll lick it.
Oh, I will. And I'll come and rub something on you. And then
okay, the show just became really creepy.
Going tomorrow night to see Newsies, which is pretty much the Mark Martinez, Clayton McKee, March of the Siamese Children, where it's all just twinks dancing. you know, 17-year-old pretending to be 13 for my enjoyment.
I wish you could see the shock and awe on my face, because I don't really understand how you're relating this to me.
I got it. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. Explain it to me later. Thanks, buddy.
Will do.
Got it.
Well, because they're vaguely ethnic youngsters, so I figure you're in.
Oh, now that I heard
ethnic. He's in now.
Now that I heard the word ethnic, I'm on board. I'm good. All right.
Great. And as soon as I said youngster, Mark Martinez just perked up. Him.
I don't think he's listening.
But, I have one last bit of news. So the Broadway thing, and then tomorrow I'm going to do a surprise matinee. I don't know what I'm going to sneak into.
Okay.
But I have one last thing to tell you. Swear to God, I thought I saw Mark Martinez's boyfriend at Splash, like one person over from me, and I was like three martinis in, and I almost started talking to him, and then I realized it couldn't be him.
Oh. Why, because he couldn't have gotten into the bar?
Yeah, exactly. I realized he didn't have ID. Doug will appreciate this.
Uh-huh.
I was part of a Bette Davis doppelganger experience.
Oh, I love it.
Was Dion Brown there?
No, but the elf from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer that wants to be a dentist was there, so yes. I thought he was there.
Wow. Oh, that is good times. Good times.
Good times, great oldies.
Well, Al, I know one of the things that that is your signature, and we'll still be playing your disclaimers, thank even though you're God. Not here. You're part of what you're doing, unless you just want to text it to me, is asking the thoughtful vulgarity question for the evening. Are you going to be leaving us with that
okay,
now?
I've got it for you.
Okay.
I've got it for you, and I will let you all answer it. Make Marnie go first. Maybe take her the headphones off so she can't hear it. What do you think is the best way to, like, spend your savings? Like, what's your dream way to spend your life savings?
Oh, what a fantastic question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, my mother is going to text you with a question. My mom has a question she wants you to ask one night, so she's going to be texting you with that question. But we'll get to that later.
I'll use it next week.
Right. She's listening now. I'll just have her text you. But the best way to spend your savings, that's the question? Okay.
Don't tell me you're saving up for a fucking refrigerator, because I know you're a liar.
It's a great question.
Or a vacuum.
To save up your money for?
Mm-hmm. Now, are you going to tell us your answer to this, or are we just going to be left with... with our own.
I thought he was supposed to go first.
I thought that was your deal. You were going to give us your answer.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it is. My answer is travel. Doing this.
Right.
I don't. You know, people break into my house or whatever. I crash cars. I don't fucking care. Like, I love to travel and to go see these new things and just to have adventures. You know, that's what I'm going to store up later when I'm absolutely poor because I spent all my money.
When you're sitting at the home.
Yeah. Sitting in abject poverty, unable to pay for the diapers I'm going to need. I'll be just so...
That's okay. Aaron has some terry cloth shorts you can borrow. Alrighty.
Oh, for the heaven's sakes. Well,
and on a final note, because he's listening, Matt's apartment is absolutely lovely. He's got a big girl apartment with an actual kitchen and a bedroom.
Wow.
And I am across the street from the Friends building. He lives right across the street from the exterior of the Friends building. And he's on the same street as the happiest place on earth, Marie's Crisis.
When are you going there?
You didn't mention that in any of your outings.
Oh, because we haven't gone there yet. We'll be hitting there tonight in about an hour.
Hi, Matt.
Text us with updates. Be sure, if you can take pictures, because now you have a fancy phone.
Yeah.
Take pictures and save them, and then we'll post them to our Q-Talk website so that people can see and helpfully experience through your eyes what New York City is all about.
And the new Trade Tower is gorgeous.
I saw the picture.
At night, they have it lit up sparkly, and it's just, I don't know if it'll come out in the picture, but the way they light up the new World Trade Center at night, it's not finished, but it's all lit up and absolutely beautiful. It just brings a tear to your eyes.
Al sent me a picture via a phone today of it from Matt's apartment. Out the window, you can see the new World Trade Center tower, which is that's very cool to be that close to it.
So
that's very
cool amazing. That you get to see that, Al.
Yeah, that's very, very interesting.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, have a great show, you guys. Love you and miss you all.
Bye, Al.
Bye,
you guys.
See you next week.
Bye.
We'll talk to you next week,
Love
Al.
You
thanks.
Too, girl.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, for the heaven's sake.
Can I take a minute to say, hi, Matt, my name's Aaron, and I would love to come stay with you.
Right? I know. Now that I know he has a big girl apartment.
Well, yes.
I've seen some pictures on Facebook.
Does that just mean that it's an apartment without anything that's Hello Kitty? I don't understand what that means.
It means it has a window.
It means that the bathtub is not in the kitchen.
Right.
Okay. being unfamiliar with that New York setup, I don't is that similar?
Yeah. That's a big deal.
Like the entire apartment is
like you said, he's got a kitchen. Room, yeah, well,
the size of our studio, and that's all rooms.
But like a separate, like there's a kitchen, like there's a bathtub.
Al says he has his own bedroom, like a separate bedroom. That's a big deal.
It's not a studio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a big for New Yorkers. That's
for Manhattan,
that's a big.
Okay,
I mean, come on.
Where his address is for sure.
Well, I'm assuming the fact that he can see Freedom. Is it called Freedom Tower? Is that what the new one's called? He can see it from there.
It's nice.
Good. That's very nice. I'm happy for him. I don't get to see Matt very often. He comes to town maybe once a year he comes here. And I'm planning at some point to go to New York only with Al. He's a guide. He's going to be your guide to go there for the love of God.
And a great one.
Yeah. Oh, for the love of God. Well, we've almost made it through our first hour in regards to we had
and
headlines.
I haven't had nearly enough to drink.
No.
You've had lovely margaritas by Bartles.
What's in there?
It's vodka.
I may have to just
Would you
do
like
something
some water?
Yes.
Look, I brought all right.
Sorry,
then.
Sorry.
Well, before we get out of this, before we get this lovely, what do you call this thing?
An
hour?
Much.
What the hell did I do
an
with
hour.
My... Oh, there we go. Or almost an hour. I want to give a shout out to a couple of our sponsors, if you could. Covering all of Arizona, In Touch Magazine, a true LGBT community news magazine, and the only one in Arizona that's part of the Associated Press. Each issue consists of colorful pages of information, education, and what is going on in your very own community. Grab a copy today at most local hangouts, or you can check them out online if you care to at intouchaz.com. And the way that I am getting home this evening, as well as how Marnie got here this evening, Rainbow Cab for your transportation needs. They're both economical and on time. Rainbow Cab, you can call them at 602-502-1367 or check them out at Facebook if you want to. Facebook.com/ Rainbow Cab. Nice. 7:57 on this Tuesday night right here in Central Phoenix. I've got Doug, Aaron, Marnie, and Buddy with me in studio. My name is Clayton McKee. Thank you for being here with us. Anything anybody wants to chime into on the last couple minutes of this hour?
I have something I need to bitch about.
Oh, my God.
It's about lesbians. Let it go, buddy.
Necessarily about lesbians.
What really grinds your gears?
It grinds my gears. This really gets my crust.
Okay, go ahead.
This has got to be said. I'm at the movies on Saturday. Yeah.
Okay.
Big multiplex, you know, there's 16 theaters, hundreds of people walking around. One movie's letting out as I'm walking into the whole complex. And I swear to God, this has got to stop. This woman is wearing pajama bottoms.
Can we just please
say I rebuke you, pajama bottoms, out in public. Erin is hiding her face. Where do you wear these pajama bottoms, Erin?
Stores.
Well, those we were at Flagstaff Friday. Wore them to dinner Granny's Closet, because that's a classy joint.
God. Oh, did you really, Erin?
By the way, they
were kind of appropriate.
No,
there.
And you know me, I dress for comfort, and so I'm not like, you know, look at me now. Anywhere I can wear flip-flops and a baseball cap, you know, I'm there, but pajama bottom.
But I really, if I'm hungover on Sunday to go to the grocery store in the morning, I will do it.
Yeah, I see it. I know. Because I see people at grocery stores like that all the time.
She was at a movie theater with pajama bottoms.
I know.
You gotta draw a line somewhere.
I don't think.
The thing, if it's you just people say, "Oh, it's comfort." Well, then wear jeans. They're comfortable. Right. Like I have comfortable jeans.
Well,
can't you
not
just put
if
them
you're
on?
A fat girl, Doug.
I'm a fat girl, and I don't
stop it, buddy.
Now, while I'm not going to dispute the comments the two of you just made
about me being a fat girl,
mostly the people that I see, and I don't, I honestly don't see Terry Claw shorts, Aaron, very often. Not since 1978. Right. Thank you. When my last town car was built in 78, they were wearing terry cloth shorts. But I normally see, like, I always joke about the thing that somebody said that, you know, you know you're fat when the crotch on your caftan is tight. So if spit take for Marnie. I mean, most of the people that you see in the Safeway or wherever the hell you are wearing that kind of shit, they're not going to wear jeans because they don't make jeans like that. Let me say this.
I got to clean that up.
Aaron is going to be laughing while the rest of us are burning because I believe those terry cloth shorts are flame retardant, if I'm right. So, on us.
Now, the nice thing about those shorts, when she's done with those, you can wax a car. Those are
when I go to the bathroom, I can dry my hands from after washing them.
Oh my God.
But I just needed to say that about pajama bottoms. And
it's a
I'm so glad
silver
you said that, buddy.
Lining
I agree.
Everywhere, isn't it?
Oh my.
It's a silver lining, no matter what you say. It's terry cloth shorts. Well, we've got 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. It's the show with Clayton McKee, Marnie Ryer. Tonight it's Buddy Early. Al Perkins is in New York. Aaron is here. Doug Wilkie, our guest villainous.
Hello.
Dun, dun, dun.
I can't not do that.
I know. I love Doug Wilkie. I love that I have that.
I know.
You have that power.
Mm-hmm. Though we use that sound effect for other things, it's like,
oh, I know.
It's his.
It's
his.
No, it's mine.
It really is.
Download
I mean, I could play the sewer lady again if you really like that one. But
oh my God, you should. Yeah, that was hysterical.
No, we'll just keep this one. Yes, that's for Doug.
It's so dramatic, like me.
We'll be back in just seconds from now with hour two right here on Q Talk America.
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona. You're listening to Q Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening once again. It's 8:01. Q Talk America. I'm Clayton McKee. Thank you for being here. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. On tonight's cast, it's Buddy Early, Doug Wilkie, Aaron and Marnie Ryer are both here. I just made it sound like you two were married. I'm sorry about that. Aaron and Marnie Ryer.
Sweet, and she's not here to hear it.
No, because like clockwork, at 8 o'clock, she makes some dash to the bathroom. I'm never sure why she does
but
that, but she does.
She's taking stairs two at a time now, remember?
Oh, yeah. Because she's getting fit.
She has to go to the bathroom to do a bump.
Oh my God.
Never mind.
And I thought it was the electric slide. I didn't realize it was a bump, but it makes no difference.
Oh my
All
God.
All right, it's our first segment of the second hour with Buddy Early, and here we go.
And here are your sports headlines. College playoff format gets final approval. NBA draft takes center stage, and the only thing certain is that almost nothing is. Amari Stoudemire fined $50,000 for gay slur. And the Saudis are close to letting women compete in the Olympics. Those are your sports headlines. And I'm waiting for Al's, that's sports.
That's sports.
Oh, let's get right into it. College football fans today received what they have been asking for decades. A four-team playoff. They haven't necessarily been asking for that, but they've been asking for a playoff. The playoff has been formally approved by a presidential oversight committee, a dramatic change for the sport that will begin in 2014. The four teams will be chosen by a selection committee, the semifinals will be held at current bowl sites, and the national championship game will be awarded to the highest bidder. The 12-year deal is through the 2025 season. The 11 conference commissioners and Notre Dame athletic director Jack Swarbrick presented their proposal to a board of 12 university presidents today in Washington, D.C., and in less than 3 hours, the group agreed upon the proposal. So, finally, we've been waiting for this forever. Sort of a playoff in college football. It's only four teams, but, you know, it's better
than...
That's
a big departure.
It's huge. We thought we'd never get this.
Yep.
Oh.
So, if you...
No, it is a big deal.
Like, has no idea.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I really don't. But my curiosity is, how long has it been since this really was proposed to getting it to Doug?
Not long. I mean, it was proposed just in the last month, but people have been...
Oh, my God, it was shorter than the Sandusky trial.
The complaining about the bowl system has been since I was a little kid.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people have been informally proposing it out of angst for decades.
When I say little kid, I mean, you know, not that long ago.
Sell it, Doug.
When they wore leather helmets.
In radio, you can be however old you want to be.
That's exactly
Got
right.
It.
No, but it was just maybe 2 months ago that, I don't even know if it was that long ago, that a panel went in and came up with this proposal. And it was the conference commissioners, and they presented it today and within 3 hours, like the story said. So it moved very fast. And the thinking is that, you know, after a few years of this, what will happen is they'll expand it to eight teams.
Yeah.
And that would be a really nice
It'll look
thing
like
to
the
have.
Pros.
Yeah. That'd be really nice to have because hopefully no more bitching at the end of the season.
I'd like less bitching.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
Unless it's from you.
Less bitching, more often.
All right, let's move on.
All right.
And let's move on to the NBA draft, which is happening this Thursday. Kentucky star Anthony Davis is all but assured of being the first player taken in Thursday's NBA draft. But after that, everything seems up in the air. With Davis going to the New Orleans Hornets at number one, the rest of the top 10 appears unpredictable. Thomas Robinson of Kansas, Bradley Beal of Florida, Harrison Barnes of UNC, and Davis's Kentucky teammate Michael Kidd-Gilchrist are viewed as top five talent, but exactly what order they'll go in is anybody's guess. As far as the Phoenix Suns go, the team would love to use their 13th overall pick on Carolina's Kendall Marshall, if he is available, but most likely will be left to choose between Baylor's Perry Jones and Duke's Austin Rivers. So I'm looking forward to the draft because that's one of those geeky sports things that I like to do is watch teams pick their players.
Well, I even remember that when was it the NFL draft that just happened? That you, both you and Buddy were texting for some reason back and forth, and I was in the midst of it about you were bitching about all these draft picks.
Well, yeah, Marnie takes that very seriously. Yeah, incidentally, I don't know if you're a Timberwolves fan or not.
Slightly.
They just unloaded their first round draft pick today.
What? What?
So I didn't know if that was going to make a difference to you. Houston Rockets traded up to get another first round draft pick, and they traded away Chase Budinger, who used to play for University of Arizona.
Okay.
Do you think so that's a smart move or a dumb move?
It could go either way because I think this draft is kind of deep. I think through the top 20 picks, teams are going to get good players. Okay. And so I don't know if Chase Budinger is going to be better than whoever the Rockets get at that number 18.
Well, all I can tell you is the Timberwolves need all the help that they can get in any way, shape, or form.
We'll get to that in a minute if you
like. That was just brought up in the chat room.
Okay.
I thought I would relay it to you.
Sure, thank you, whoever brought that up.
Yeah, who did bring that
Tyler
up?
Tyler in Tennessee.
Oh, thank you, Tyler.
He sounds nice. The NBA has fined Amari Stoudemire $50,000 for his use of a gay slur in a Twitter message, league announced today. The New York Knicks forward apologized to a fan on Sunday for calling him a fag.
Oh, good. I wanted to know.
In response to a crude tweet in which the fan criticizes the former Suns star. Stoudemire apologized early Sunday, saying, quote, "I apologize for what I said earlier. I just got off the plane and had time to think about it. Sorry, bro. No excuses. Won't happen again.
Sorry, bro."
Yeah. In the last 5 years, the NBA has shown little tolerance.
My bad, dude.
In the last 5 years, the NBA has shown little tolerance for hateful homophobia. They ended their relationship with Tim Hardaway when he said, quote, "I hate gay people." Mm-hmm. Last year, they fined Kobe Bryant and Joakim Noah $100,000 and $50,000, respectively, for calling someone a faggot.
Okay.
So that just came down hours ago.
I do want to just say one thing. I'm glad that you said, like, what the slur, because I hate when I read on CNN or whatever, and they're like, used a gay slur. And I'm like, well, what one did they use? Right. And then they never say. I'm like, I want
to
know what the fucking word was that they said.
Be, you know, really sensitive to it. But,
I want to know what
they said. What's
happening
is people are like, what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like when you read a lot of stories on AZ Central now, and they're talking about, you know, someone held up a convenience store, and they'll describe the person with brown hair and brown eyes, dark complected and whatnot.
Jim Brewer loves that.
And they don't. They will not say a Hispanic male or whatever.
And oddly, a Maricopa County Sheriff's Office car sitting outside.
Jan Brewer and
here's the thing.
So what do you think?
I'm a big fan of Amari Stoudemire.
Yeah,
I always have been. And so when I first read this, I'm like, oh no, Amari, it's awful. But I'm just going to say, Amari, maybe he'll learn from this. I've been more like...
Sounds like it.
In the last couple of years, I've been leaning towards that kind of thing when these things come up. I'm like, okay, maybe this is an educational moment. I have friends who I catch, you know, who will be like, oh, come on, don't be a fag. And then they see me like, oh, God, buddy, just heard me say that.
Right.
And they think about that. I'm hoping that this
okay.
is a... I'm hoping this will be a case where Amari Stoudemire realizes that that was not a cool thing to do, and he whatever.
And while I understand that, the other side of the coin is, and I use what I think is a classic example, when you are with your own group of people, for example, all the gay guys, everybody calls each other girl or fag or whatever they call everybody with, and just like in the African American culture, when all a bunch of the bros are hanging out, they use words that are not politically correct and things you say. So I realize he, depending on what context he was using the term in, again, you don't say that, but in certain circles, you have the liberty to say those things because you're yes. amongst yes. your own kind, if you will. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just seems.
But he didn't have liberty in this.
No, he didn't. No, I agree. I agree in that he did not.
Plus, I mean, not that this makes a difference. I don't know that the person
was
on
gay.
Twitter is gay or not.
No, oh, that's a valid point. Right. That's a good point.
But
it's just a slur.
It would be worse if the guy had indicated that he's some way gay and then Amari called him a fag, or if it's a reflex that unfortunately a lot of people have and like, oh, don't be a fag.
That's what I think it is.
So,
right.
I know. Oh, Aaron is seething.
Yeah. Move on.
I am. Why, but I do have this advice for Amari. Is that how you say his name?
Amari.
I don't. Yeah, I was playing.
Because I'm sure he's listening.
I was playing draw free when you guys were talking about sports.
Well, this is his community service.
Right.
Okay.
So, typically. You know, fags, if you will, don't use the word bro. So just for him to keep them
right.
his tweets.
Right.
Good yeah. point.
That's a very good point.
I think black fags do.
Yeah. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Because so I seem to be running into more now. And more mm-hmm. of those groups that are the thuggish little... Anyway, I'm
well,
sorry.
Well, here's a story now that I think is... I don't want to say it's a positive. It is positive, but it's still kind of bizarre.
Okay.
A month before the London Games, which I'm so freaking excited about.
Yes.
You don't know what a nut with
wait.
The Olympics I am.
I can't handle many more trials.
A month before the London
Games.
Are you kidding? Oh. That's all I've been doing.
Oh, my God,
HD,
I love that.
Thank God for NBC and HDTV and those fucking – everybody's trying out.
My DVR is just filling up.
I love that. I do love that.
Oh, you do
love
that.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, I thought you meant you don't.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
My DVR fills up every day with these trials.
Right. Hello.
Anyway, a month before the London Games, Saudi Arabia appears to be moving closer to sending female athletes to the Olympics for the first time amid mounting pressure of the ultra-conservative Muslim kingdom to grant women more rights. Deliberations by Saudi officials on sending women to the games have been wrapped in secrecy for fear of a backlash from the powerful religious establishment within a deeply rooted traditional society in which women are severely restricted in public life and not even allowed to drive. Saudi Arabia is one of three countries that have never included women in their Olympic teams, along with Qatar and Brunei. The International Olympic Committee said talks have been ongoing with Saudi Arabia to ensure participation, and a statement by the country's embassy in London said female athletes who qualify could be allowed to participate. So, baby steps, I guess.
No, that is a huge deal.
I have a question.
It's hard to run in a burqa, I understand.
I'm thinking the wind's going to catch it and slow him down.
It's got a tailwind.
Hey, but God bless him for being there.
I actually have a legitimate, like, weird question, but, like, what is the sport that they are going to be in that they're, like, so good that they're in it?
In any sport that they happen to be participating in.
Oh.
That's the thing.
But okay, I'm sorry. So there's not any particular Saudi Arabian woman athlete who's like, I'm so good at this, I'm going to be in? Or?
I don't know because I didn't know that they were even allowed to play sports in their own
That's
country.
That's what I thought. That's
I don't think
why they didn't send them.
I don't think they know they're allowed to play sports.
Oh, so this could be 20 years
so
before
be
someone
new.
Finally gets in?
Possibly.
Like
I mean, I don't know if this is
okay
changing the entire culture. Like, you can now play sports.
Right. So now go
but
play.
They,
again,
but
I'm hoping that
gymnast.
They leave the burqa out of it. Because
but they can't drive
swimming,
a car.
no, but I mean, like,
those
swimming,
high-tech
all those burqas things.
Those, really...
However...
Well, maybe they'll make a new burqa that's more breathable.
Well, in fairness, if all of them are in burqas, the handicap's the same.
We're going to get in a lot of
trouble. Everybody's going to need to wear a burqa.
We will not get in any trouble.
Oh, okay.
No.
Why? Because Al Perkins is going to call somebody and harass us?
Right.
What the hell?
Yeah, no.
Do you mean the Islamic community doesn't listen to this show?
Do you need more vodka, Doug Wilkie?
Oh, I will say, is Al still listening? Or
I'm sure he is. Well, he has nothing else to do in New York City.
In honor of you, Al, I am now drinking straight vodka.
Oh,
nice.
I want you to know that.
Christmas.
So we talked about the Olympic trials that are going on right now.
In track
and field and swimming, and I've been watching them closely. And somebody in our chat room wanted to talk about
Tyler
from Tennessee. Wanted to talk about Ryan Lochte.
Yay.
Who, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I know a lot of homos.
Me.
Who, who are so.
I love him. I know.
Listen, I know most people I know are crazy about Michael Phelps. Ryan Lochte, to me.
Oh, me too.
Is so freaking much more gorgeous
I couldn't
than Michael
agree
Phelps.
With you more.
Okay, by the way. Who's in love with Michael Phelps? I thought they all just love the way he's.
Yeah, no, I like Michael Phelps a lot. He's great, but I love Ryan Lochte.
Ryan Lochte.
I just Googled images of Mr. Lochte. Well, hello.
So,
and on top of all that, he's so nice.
He is, and they have. Phelps.
I know because
when did you meet?
Oh, we date.
Online?
So allegedly.
Michael Phelps allegedly. And Ryan Lochte have this really amazing rivalry going on.
I heard that on the subject.
I don't know if there's ever been a swimming rivalry like this, because Michael Phelps, of course, has 14 gold medals from the previous two Olympics. Right. Ryan Lochte's been in his shadow, but now is the better swimmer.
Oh. Yeah, he's the better swimmer.
Lochte is the better swimmer now, and they are facing off in several events in the Olympic trials,
so
and they will be in London. Last night, Ryan Lochte won the 400 individual medley. Phelps was second. Uh-huh. Tonight, they're facing off in the 200-meter freestyle.
Cute.
He's adorable.
Isn't
he really
though?
Is. Yeah.
And so it is so exciting for me. And normally,
compared
when the
Michael
Olympics
Phelps?
Come around, if I could, I would just take 2 weeks off and sit in my apartment and watch the Olympics.
Oh,
I love
what?
It.
Fortunately, because of DVRs, you almost can
and
do that.
I did that last, the Beijing Olympics.
Oh, what is this,
Holy
Doug?
Holy moly.
Wait a minute.
Check that out.
Stop the show.
Doug has found a very nice, excuse me.
Now we've got a new picture to print, apparently.
Holy shit.
Can we add that to our... Yes.
Yeah. Stop stuttering. Just stop stuttering.
For our listeners at home, just Google Ryan Lochte and you'll find your images.
Aaron, right now, write this down. I'm taking the place of Al.
Yeah.
That picture needs to be somehow saved. Post that on the our
just
post Facebook
it.
Page.
Just post it anywhere.
Just post it, for God's sake.
For our listeners who maybe haven't been enjoying the Olympic trials, you can catch them on nightly on NBC, but also throughout the day they have some of the action on their NBC's other sports channels, which on my cable is 1069 for HD or
that's
district
right.
channel.
Right.
May I just throw one thing out? Al, in case you're still listening, this doesn't hold a candle to the cat.
I say it
doesn't. Al, I'm holding up the dead cat, dead flying cat right
because
now.
Because this guy doesn't have propellers and he's not stuffed.
No.
Well, he might be stuffed.
The cat's better.
But it's
before
a different
we're,
kind
before
of
we're
stuff.
Done with our sports segment,
yes.
though,
yes.
one
yes,
thing
buddy.
I should say,
oh,
though,
sorry.
Is really fascinating is you have the rivalry with Ryan Lochte and Michael Phelps on one side.
Love
but
that.
It's the women's team for the U.S. is so incredibly deep. And that's what's so exciting if people are into swimming or just into the Olympic competition.
Who's
the
48-year-old?
Yeah.
So
no, 41-year-old.
Not
did
41.
She,
oh, yeah.
Well, she's
Dara
way
Torres,
older.
There's several.
No. That's who I'm talking about.
Okay, hold
about.
On. Dara Torres is like 46.
Right.
And
yes.
She's going to be swimming in the 50-meter freestyle.
Exactly.
But the long-distance swimmer.
But Janet Evans.
Did she qualify?
Okay, not yet. She swam the prelims of the 400-meter freestyle today. Didn't make the final.
Oh,
but
no.
That was sort of a warm-up swim for her because she was saying she really wants to make it in the 800-meter freestyle.
Yeah, she's a super
long-distance
swimmer.
She was World
she held that record
holder
for like 14 years.
Yep. She was a world record holder in both of those events for years.
Yeah.
One of the greatest female swimmers
ever.
Of all time.
Ever.
She's 41 now. And
that's fantastic.
She's pretty amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
But Dara Torres, that's the one that I'm like.
And she's silver medaled in Beijing. At 41.
She's
at 41, absolutely.
She's got
amazing.
A good chance. The thing about that event,
like
she's a sprint swimmer though. That 15, it's a sprint.
That's a lot of. That's the interesting thing about Janet Evans because a lot of swimmers, as they get older, they go to the sprints. Mm. And Janet Evans is like, I'm going for the 800
right.
meters.
Oh,
but that's why Dara Torres is focusing on that 50 meter freestyle because the endurance isn't there anymore.
Okay.
But she can get out of those blocks and
she's amazing.
You know,
it's
do
a
well.
Stunning feat as an athlete
it
at
really
that
is.
Age.
Well,
it
and
is.
Her body and my body oftentimes get confused for
people
each other.
Confuse it.
No, they really do.
And I can see why.
Well, the difference is I'm like, I'm not blonde. I mean,
that's
I don't
the
know
difference.
Why people get so shut up, buddy.
I thought it was the burqa.
I don't know why people get so
I thought it was the
By the way, I was going to try not to laugh, but that's
Aaron,
good.
Aaron makes her wear the burqa.
I thought it was the
Sabrina,
burqa.
If you're listening in Austin.
That's not a lesbian thing, buddy. Burqas aren't a lesbian thing.
They're not. We'd like
I
to promote,
not.
Though, the fact that if you'd like to call in, because apparently the phones are not working,
call.
You can do that. 888-791-9294. I'll repeat it again slower and louder for home listeners. 888-791-9294.
Oh my God, you're like Garrett Morris on Old Saturday. I said.
Right.
I love that the sign in the studio that says listener call in is misspelled. Who made that sign?
Shut up. I just wrote it in a hurry.
Listener.
I just needed
as opposed to listener. It's listener.
Listener. I just
listed.
Okay, you know what? Get off my ass. I wrote it in a hurry. I just needed a visual so I could see the fucking number.
You don't say that often.
I was in a hurry. So do, if you care to call in for the last 40 minutes of the show, it's 888-791-9294.
Shit.
We're going to start a drinking game in just moments from now, so we'll be back with that in just seconds on Q-Talk America.
And now, we dance.
Now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Oh, for the love of God, we are here on this Tuesday night. It's 8:21. We are in the official section of our show where we call it's the drinking game, where we pick a word, which we have not yet done. Al always picks the word
for us.
So we don't have our official word just yet, so I'm not sure what our drinking word should be.
You mean we can't think without Al Perkins?
Well, in honor of Al's...
Buddy said it best. Earlier, before we got started, Al was
the glue that holds this.
Because the first 10 minutes
together.
Of this was a...
Oh, that's
so
right.
We'll call him Super.
Well, in honor of Al's absence, perhaps it could be Cher.
If we can figure out how to work Cher.
I wouldn't mind Cher. If it's Lochte, but...
Lochte, yeah.
I don't know, but we don't have a drinking word. This is really odd for us.
It is.
We always have a drinking word. Al is the glue that binds the show.
Amare? I don't know.
I say it's just Al. I think it should just be Al.
Tyler from Tennessee.
Oh, by the way, Leslie Baldwin actually chimed in and said that
hi, Leslie.
Rather than the terry cloth shorts, it's better than boxers and a wife beater.
However, I enjoy that. Shut up. I'm wearing
true.
That right now.
Because men wear some pretty
what
interesting
a bad
things
visual,
out.
Right,
actually.
Yeah, there is that. So, I mean, I'm not completely upset
about
all
that.
And
by the way, no, I'm not.
No, I know you're not.
Like sweatpants with no underwear that men wear.
Is that a thing?
Who's upset about that?
I didn't know that was a thing, but I'm okay with it.
It's kind of like when
that was Friday.
I'll tell you who's...
When I am walking up and down the aisles of Food City, I find it can be wonderful.
Well, it depends on who's wearing them, Clayton.
Oh, no, I agree. Generally, but still, I mean, you know, it's sort of like window shopping. I'm not buying anything at Macy's. I'm just window shopping. I'm looking.
How about Nabisco?
Oh, yes. I think that would be a good word.
How about Oreo?
Oreo. Maybe Oreo. Let's work
Oreo.
Oreos are...
Because being that it's Pride Month.
I wish I had...
That's good.
That was my big thing.
I wish I had Oreos.
Drink.
L'chaim.
Mm-hmm.
So,
go ahead, Marty.
That was one of my big things.
I'm going to make a drink while you discuss whatever it is you're going
to
discuss.
And Marty, for some reason, wants to explain to us why Oreos should be the drinking word when we've all accepted it.
Yeah.
She's like, here's why it's Oreos. Like,
hey, Clayton, I have a big question. Can Buddy Early be fired, and do I get his money? Because I'm mad.
You get exactly what he gets paid.
I know we're all on board, and I know you've all agreed to this, but I want to tell you
why
all on board.
I'm so mad. So mad.
Oh, Marnie.
I don't want to talk to you anymore, buddy.
What are we talking about now?
Well, you're like a big Oreo. You're like a big stuffed Oreo.
I thought Marnie had some topics she wanted to bring up. What are you
doing?
Quit sipping your vodka.
I have one.
Oh, go ahead, Doug.
Please
take the floor.
Did anybody hear about John Travolta's they said, uncomfortable kiss with his wife today?
Oh, I heard that he's like sucked her face off.
Yeah, it was very.
Was he on bath salts?
Yes, and he tried to eat her face.
Was he at Tempe Town Lake?
He was naked, but he had his socks on.
Was he in a sewer?
Yes, and he was halfway in a sewer with a masseuse.
Or sir, as it were. So,
go ahead, let's...
Well, I didn't really read the story.
Well, do you have a synopsis of it?
Yeah, basically, they said he was a difficult, like really uncomfortable kiss with his wife while they were... It was like while they were... He was answering charges about the like court proceedings with being sued by the gay...
By the masseuse.
Masseuses, or not if they're gay, but...
Masseuse?
Would it be a susai?
Masseurs.
Or mafusa.
No, you're a masseur, right? Anyway... So I'm dying to see this kiss. They said it was, and they said she looked really, really uncomfortable and like, ugh.
So this is sort of him actually trying to say, yes, oh, by the way, I'm a straight gay male.
My wife is Kelly Preston.
You know what would have made that less uncomfortable? Some Oreos.
Yeah. Oh!
Well done.
God, buddy, I did.
Well done. See, I make her drink, and now she loves me again.
I didn't
didn't say I loved you.
Buddy, I'm proud of you. I didn't know you had an ability to pull off that organic way of fitting in Oreos into the show.
I like it too. That's all I got, though. That's
okay, good. So by the way, my
and Doug is done, ladies and gentlemen. There you
well
go.
Done. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for coming in.
That's all I got.
So my whole point
a story I didn't
that
even
I
read.
Wanted to bring together yes. that has nothing to do with fucking Oreos.
Ooh.
But kind of just gave him that look again.
Pause, sidebar. What happened?
What did I do?
I don't know what happened.
I don't know, but...
I'm thinking Marnie did it, whatever.
How did I do it?
No, Marnie did it. No, what I'm...
Marnie did it. My concern now is Erin locked out?
I'm wondering. She took a key
No,
with her.
She has the key.
No, but the key doesn't get you into the building.
Well, I don't know. She's not back in 5 minutes. We'll go find her. Countdown. I got a story to tell. Jesus.
Okay, all right. Well, she's locked
out. My whole point was about the Stonewall riots.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
hello,
yes.
Pride Month.
All right.
And Oreos. And
breaking news. There are riots at Stonewall.
40.
I'm a little mad about it right 40 now. 40 years.
All right. So what happened?
There were 43 years ago, there were Stonewall riots.
Uh-huh.
And Judy Garland died in recent news.
I think I found my shtick on this show, aggravating the fuck out of Marnie.
You don't aggravate me. Yes, you do.
Erin's back. She made it.
Give her 5 minutes.
Marnie was just sharing the story of some sort of uprising at a bar in New York or something like that.
You know, you make me mad, buddy, Early. The end. You make me mad.
That's why Buddy gets paid the big bucks.
No, it's just the idea that it was on June 27th, June 28th. It's right.
It's the anniversary.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway,
that's
so.
Wonderful.
Cheers to Oreo.
Cheers.
So there. Apparently, that's my big breaking fucking news.
I want to say, because I knew Erin was going
to
be here.
I bet if Al were here, he'd like that.
Even though I had to stay up late last night to do it, but I wanted to make sure that I got caught up on our Real Housewives.
Yes.
And Heckle and Jide? Did you get caught up on Heckle and Jide?
Oh, yeah.
Except I didn't watch New York last night.
It wasn't that good.
Okay.
Although there's some crazy shit. But here's my thing I wanted to talk to Erin about. You know what I love about these the Real Housewives franchise? I love... When you can tell who those women are who are trying to get on the next season.
Yes.
Like in New Jersey last night, there's this drunk bitch who's trying to talk to Jacqueline.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell she wants to be on the next season.
So bad.
Is it because...
come here. Just have a drink.
I thought it was because do they speak in sound bites? Is that how they... I've not watched it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I would like to think that the other one who really wants to be on next year is that Sarah from OC who ate the bow on the cake.
Oh, well, and the one from Atlanta.
This is my sports, guys. Let it go.
I saw that on Chelsea Handler. They showed a clip of that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She ate a bow, and the guy's like, oh, no, you shouldn't do that. Like,
she shouldn't have done it.
She shouldn't have done it. No, I understand, but the fact that they
outlined
that the masculine man in the room was reprimanding her for eating the bow because she was taking his last name, and Chelsea Handler was like, so this masculine guy, they shouldn't have done that. Yeah.
It was Bogate.
It was like,
it certainly was Bogate.
Bogate.
Yes. It was.
Oh, I have a difficult time. Now, granted, I'm the man who has admitted that I enjoy Dog the Bounty Hunter, which makes no sense at all.
He doesn't look good now.
However, when did he ever look good?
Well,
Leland looks good, but that's a whole different story. I was telling my mom this literally last night as she was, what is it, Hell's Kitchen or whatever. Mm-hmm. One of those shows.
Watch it.
Why would you, it's just nothing but anxiety. Yeah, I don't need to watch a show about people having stress because I don't need it. It's like watching Hoarders. Mm-hmm. I freak out.
But it makes me feel so much better that my life isn't that bad. Yes. Yeah, I'm with you, Doug.
Look, we're not saying we're proud.
You know what? When you think your life is bad, you should do have some Oreo. Oh,
you know what?
Oreo though? Must be the drinking word.
It is. Okay.
I'm sorry, Aaron. You weren't up
we
on that. My bad.
That you were gone. Yeah, yes. Cleaning the terry cloth.
We did that while you were gone. Sorry, Aaron. Yes.
And if you can organically figure double stuffed in, you're good too.
And by the way, look across the table.
Oh, Barney brought the twins
for our so listening audience.
That's
be glad
quadruple
you're not here.
Stuff.
Because
wow.
What?
You just showed off.
What's
your
wrong with the boys? We did not show
she didn't
off anything.
Show
you
off.
Lifted your shirt
and then she circled our bras. Circled our bras above our heads.
They're burning their bras right as we speak.
And we're going Gloria to fascinations Steinem. When we leave.
Oh, stop and it.
The commemoration of the Stonewall Riot.
There was no nudity in the studio.
By the way, Marnie has a breaking story about the Watergate Hotel that she wants to share with
about Watergate?
So
the Watergate
mad,
Hotel.
Buddy,
there's a
Allen.
Light on. There's a light on at the Watergate Hotel.
Coincidentally, we're going live to a phone call from Bob Woodward.
No, I'm sorry, Marnie.
Oh my god, I didn't that's know. Fantastic! I'm so mad at you.
I didn't know when she showed her tits. I didn't know that. I didn't know that she had a terry cloth bra.
These are all lies.
And you know, I'm matchy matchy. I'm all about it.
You know, and you know why she has that? Why? Terry cloth is super absorbent.
She can't,
I don't like you boys
she absorbs
at all.
Milk
that's gross.
So that when she's having her Oreos,
yeah.
She'll
have
well
done.
Jesus Christ.
I got to work an Oreo in here.
Not pregnant.
There you go. Nobody's lactating.
What?
Back to the Real Housewives.
Okay. Mm.
You know, I have to say, the New York ones, so far,
I'm
not,
so mad.
That's usually my favorite, and I'll tell you why. Because although all those bitches are crazy.
New York?
Yeah.
Oh.
All those bitches are crazy. Yeah. But what I like about it is, of all of the different Housewives franchise shows, they're all like smart, educated, intelligent.
Yes.
They're just fucking crazy.
They're just
crazy. And so it's fun to watch that.
Yes.
Whereas,
although I'm not sad that Jo's Aaron's gone. I was kind of done with her
bullying.
Yeah,
I was kind of done.
But how fascinated were you by the fake leg?
Yeah, that's...
And the pedicure.
There's some interesting new
so
girls.
So this Aviva... This,
Wait, hold
the phone.
Wait a minute.
This Aviva Drescher, when she was Fran Drescher's cousin's wife. Do you follow that?
Oh, my God.
When she was a kid, had her leg caught in some farming machine in a barn.
And she loves to talk about it.
She loves to talk about how traumatic it was. Makes her claustrophobic. And
all kinds of other
issues. Material?
Yeah, barn. Like his barn machinery. And so she went to get a pedicure, and she brought both the leg on her, the leg attached to her body, and then her high heel leg to also get done. So she brought her spare leg in the bag to get a pedicure.
Who wouldn't? She brought the leg and put it out for a pedicure.
Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't?
But I will say, Aaron,
we're at a party talking about gossip about somebody where the crowd and background murmurs.
Aaron, I don't know if you watched Watch What Happens Live on Sunday after the show.
With Jacqueline?
Still, people around the country apparently are still coming to Teresa's defense.
All the time.
And I do not understand
so aggravating.
It.
The poll was 49 to 51.
I think Clayton could shoot himself right now. Yeah.
And the guy who was bartending
he may kill
was like,
himself.
Jacqueline, why did you have to confront him?
In the next few minutes.
I know.
Oh, no. I'm looking for sound effects that I can add in that will make this tolerable. Like,
Clayton, go play Draw Free.
Like
that's what I do.
Circus sounds.
Sports.
You know what you could do, Clayton, during all this time? You could eat an Oreo.
Oh, my God. Let's have Oreos. Yay.
You know, I'm sure when they come out with the Real House Twinks of Juarez, Clayton will be all over that.
Wow. Wow. Really? Seriously?
I'm drinking of that shit, buddy.
Actually, I would watch that too.
You know, hang on. Just.
I almost spit up.
Marnie did.
My bad.
Let me grab my iPhone. Let me grab my iPhone just for a second.
I think that's what it's going to be called.
Siri, do you think I'll like that show?
I'm sorry, Clayton. I'm afraid I can't answer that.
Okay. Well, then apparently no. Apparently. What else?
You're not certainly to ask your assistant.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Clayton.
She's freaked.
Clayton,
oh, she has a color.
You're not certain to ask your assistant.
Oh my gosh, she's smart. Siri's freaked out now.
Personalities. Multiple personalities. Siri.
I told Siri today to text Marnie, and she wasn't understanding my English, and so I just started screaming profanities on the phone, and she said, "I'm sorry, Aaron. I can't find fuck you, Siri, in your address book." I'm sorry.
By
so
the way, Do we have any listeners who have called in?
Take a picture.
You people.
That has to be posted.
You people are evil.
I think Al is so disappointed in us right now.
In some awkward, weird way, I have fallen in love with Buddy early.
He hasn't texted me to say he's upset with
us. That's because he shut off the show about 10 minutes. Oh, my God. It's like, those bastards without me, they're nothing.
I'm sure he and Matt are having a nice bottle of wine and some Oreos.
Oh, probably
so. See, Oreos.
Oh, nicely done. There's a lot happening.
Oh, there's a lot going on.
It's very busy.
Oh. You know why? It's because we have listeners.
God, I'm so full with this alcohol. I feel there's, like a double stuffed Oreo.
That was not organic. God,
I'm sorry. That was organic.
I used to do, there was a lady that lived on my street. She was the last remaining original owner of a house on my street. She bought it in 1947. Paid $10,000 for that house in 1947. And I used to do her lawn. She was a sweet little old gal named Dorothy. I used to mow her lawn. Honest to God, her name was Dorothy.
Tornado.
Why do you fuck?
No. I love it. Because you don't hear it anymore.
She paid him in Oreos.
I did her lawn, and she paid me in Oreos.
That is awesome.
No, I did. Swear to God. Before she passed away, she was probably in her early 80s. And I would mow her lawn just because it needed to be done. Didn't care. But literally, like, I would be at my house, and all of a sudden I'd see her pull up in front of my house in her little Buick, and she'd get out of her car, and she'd walk up and hand me a bag of Oreos.
Wow.
It was precious. Oreos!
Well done, and I didn't mean she to steal like, your
now,
thunder.
Never mind that she then advised you to stay away from the darkies on the street over. But she was a nice lady other than that.
Oh, my God.
That's just me saying that all old people are racist.
I know.
Oh, my heavens. Wow.
Hey, you know what?
We said retarded how many times last week?
Not okay.
I said darky.
Stop it.
And did you notice that I Googled and found retardonado or whatever the hell the last week?
Retardonado.
I just wanted you to know that I actually Googled and found the correct. She's leaving it. I swear to God. Marnie, her bathroom breaks are just crazy.
We need to get her a jug or something.
Yeah.
She likes.
She's already got two.
But she, jugs.
I know.
Oh.
I saw that.
Can she hold an Oreo between them?
Hey.
Drink.
Drink a jug of milk with those double stuffed Oreos.
Somehow it's just sexual innuendo Tuesday. Wow. Oh my heavens! So, by the way, speaking of sexual stuff, Siri, do I have any meetings later tonight?
I'm sorry, Clayton. I'm afraid I can't answer that.
Oh, that's so sad. I was hoping that maybe I had something scheduled. I don't, buddy.
Yes. I don't have anything scheduled either.
Okay, good. That's all right.
For me or for you.
Well, I don't rely on you for having my stuff scheduled. I think that's all right. No. For the love of God.
I do have a date with a glass of milk and some Oreos, I think, after
And when you're done with your glass of milk and Oreos, what's going to happen?
Looks like it's back to the perfume counter for me.
Do you have the Liza Minnelli one?
Of course I do.
Okay, could you do that just for me?
Well, I can, but you know what?
Thank you for doing Perfume Counter, by the way, I helped Clayton find that, so thank you.
You know, some people think that you can have regular Oreos and double stuffed Oreos, but you know what I say they are? Oh, I hit it wrong. Sorry. Let's try that again. You know they have double stuffed Oreos?
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. What? Right.
I'm going to edit out in post-production.
Yeah,
you watch
sure
that.
Well.
Some people think there are regular Oreos and there's double stuffed Oreos, but you know what I say?
What?
Same song.
It's the same thing. It's
same song.
It's the same thing. Think that we don't get paid for this, but have so much fun.
I do want to say something,
Douglas,
if I may. Normally, I am just listening in, so I'm one of the people in the. Do we call it a chat room?
This is the chat room.
All right.
And now we've just recently added callers. You can call in.
So since I'm not one tonight, I think we should give a shout out or say hello to them, acknowledge the people that are listening.
Tyler, Tennessee. Apparently, he thinks Siri has multiple personalities. She should be on the Housewives of whatever.
Is Tyler from Tennessee? Not that you would know this.
I don't know, but I don't know who.
Is he anyone that we would know?
Tyler, call in.
Call in.
888-791-9294. You're a listener.
You're a listener.
Yes.
I just didn't know if Tyler knew one of us. Maybe
I know. I know what you mean. I don't know him, but I know
him. I swear to God.
Okay, so who else?
I literally of course, Leslie Baldwin has said she's in the room as well. And Al was in the room earlier when he was, before he started, he called in. But absolutely, I think Tyler should call in if he could now he says motorboat.
Motorboat and raw dog.
Someday, maybe motorboat will be our drinking word. I'm not sure.
If we're lucky.
Tyler, if you've got a phone handy, 888-791-9294. If not, fuck you and just type it in. type it into the chat room and
you
say.
You have a phone, you're
but
in a sewer.
I love the people who are in the chat room.
I'm wondering if he's really from Tennessee. Is this Tyler,
Tennessee?
Wouldn't
that be great?
Now, Marnie, our friend from Texas, you emailed
Austin,
her.
Austin, Texas.
Have you?
Sabrina?
Right. She's
not
the one that,
a lesbian name. I'm
no,
saying.
But her daughter blowed up a commode.
No, it wasn't her daughter.
That's her.
Nope. That was not her daughter.
Who was it?
That was the friend that was standing there next to Grandma and Cody Ray. But that said, Marna blowed up a commode 14 times.
Oh, good
wow,
Lord.
That's consistent.
Anyway, Sabrina was there, and she's like, "You're going to tell this story? I'm listening."
Well, sure. We're not regulated. Well, we're going to tell this story. We drink. We talk about Oreos.
I took 8 steps.
Oreos.
What kind? I took 8 steps.
I swear to God, I don't know what you're doing. You're gonna never make it back to the studio from a heart
Maybe
attack.
Maybe someday I might have a heart attack, but I took 8 out of all of those steps. I think there are 17. It's an uneven number because if you do 2 at a time, then you have 1 step left.
If there's an Olympic trial for stairs, you may be qualifying.
In the big girl Olympics, I'm going to win.
In the building that our studio is in, we are on the second floor. So to get up and down to where the restroom is,
it's
in our
adventure.
Building, you have to.
Not just that, but you go down the stairs, out the door, up 6
all right,
stairs,
right.
into the corridor.
Which, by the way, was interesting. Last time I left, you know, to go to the loo.
Yeah.
I went out.
Which
and
was about
I'm
25
running.
Minutes ago.
Shut it.
I'm just saying.
And I'm running because that's what I do. I roll out. Well, there apparently might be couples therapy going on.
Oh.
Well
now,
done.
Now I'm in.
And they eat Oreos while they're in therapy. But.
By the way, Tyler actually does. He lives near Pigeon Forge, near Dollywood in Tennessee.
Pigeon Forge is where those crazy.
Not Tyler.
The people, that hated Kathy Griffin.
Pigeons?
Pigeon what? Forge is in Kathy
you're
Griffin's.
Right, they did.
The people that said that.
Oh God.
They took out the ad.
They took
is
out the
Tyler
ad.
Is Tyler one of them? And is this a Westboro Baptist Church?
No.
And is
ask,
this how we're going to get on?
Tyler, Pigeon Forge controversy. Let
you're
us know.
Right.
Tyler, you live near Pigeon Forge, so let us know in the chat room because apparently you won't call on our 800 number. I don't know. Do they not have phones in Pigeon Forge?
No, it's a thing.
And what scares me is
does Tyler know any of us, or is he just randomly landing?
We need to find out. Tyler, type. Start typing. I don't know, Tyler. Help us. Get us to the... Well, we're going to have another disclaimer in just a minute, so you better fucking hurry.
I have to say, this is apropos of nothing. Tyler... is a very common name at the Olympic swimming trials.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was a gay, it was a lesbian name.
Lots of swimmers named Tyler.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say it was a lesbian name.
No. It is. And Tyler.
You would like to think so.
And Tyler was a famous lesbian. Still
what about
is,
Marnie and Aaron? Do those work?
I don't think so.
I don't think they do.
Well, Marnie is such an uncommon
again,
name to begin with.
That's true.
And Aaron can be a boy or a girl. Obviously not the way you spell it.
No, that's the girl way.
Actually...
Double A-R-O-N is
except
the boy.
Except there's an Erin Henderson, which is her.
I realize.
That is N number 50 on the Minnesota Vikings. Tie it all together.
Jesus, look at her.
Tie it all together.
She's cyclical. She's just always cyclical.
He's a linebacker. I'm just saying.
He's a linebacker. That's the Murgatroyd.
Heavens.
Look at
don't
him.
Don't you love it?
Run on the lines. Backing it up.
Accents, danger,
Jesus,
snaggletus. She does it too. I've wanted to always challenge you, Clayton, for an entire night to talk only like
that. I did it once. I did do it once.
Actually, I would love it if you would do Elmo all night, but there's no way.
Oh, no. Elmo can be here all night.
Oh, my God.
Elmo, wow. Listen.
Oh, my God, it's my favorite.
That's your favorite. I don't know if Sesame Street is going to sue us.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we now owe them $75,000.
Can we call you Salmo?
No.
That's creepy.
Oh my God,
I love it.
Elmo says, fuck you.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, Mindy Cohn was on Watch What Happens Live.
Fatally. As Alan Keller was Fatally.
And she, you know, for years now, she's been doing the voice of Velma for Scooby-Doo.
Right. I did not know that.
That's true. Yeah.
And Andy Cohen said, oh, do a little bit of Velma for us. And she said, no, you would have to pay me a ridiculous amount.
Yeah. Oh, I love her for that.
She's got money,
and
which makes me happy.
And she knows
she's
the
got
business.
Cash.
She's got like a PhD in education.
Yeah, she's
that's
really smart.
Funny.
Doug, does are you ready for this, or do we have to do deep questions?
Does she have Oreos?
I take it she did many times.
Before we go into our final segment, let's all have a beverage.
Is this the What do you get?
I'll let him read it on my iPad.
Well, can you nutshell it?
It's the letter about Jesus the
pigeon forward.
Oh,
the
pigeon forward. We don't have time for that now.
We don't have time for it.
I wanted somebody to Reader's Digest that. Wait. Okay. Tyler.
Hang on.
Tyler in the chat room says yes. There is a theater company that posted an ad against Kathy Griffin.
That's it.
And that's all he's got.
Thank you, Tyler.
Love you, Tyler.
But
thank
Dollywood
you.
Is still open.
Yay!
Buddy Early says yay.
Yes, I
did. Did you see when the Bachelorette Emily Maynard went to Dollywood and Dolly was actually there and sang to her on a date?
Brother ever.
We'll be back with our thoughtful vulgarity right after this.
And now, thoughtful vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics. Religion, why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
It's thoughtful.
It's just always so fucking
funny. I know. That disclaimer with Al, they are. They're just
funny. I feel like he's here with this kitty.
The funny part to me is that that's just Al.
There's not one thing about that exaggerated at
all. No, not much. No, really,
that's
not much
just
at all.
How Al talks.
So the question,
didn't have to practice that.
If you weren't
occasionally a tornado or hurricane alert will
sound.
I hate when
by the way, technical.
That was a
technical.
We can drink
Oreo.
On that, regardless of Oreos. We can drink on that.
That was a technical foul.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No. What I hate when
ooh,
that just plays on what we're not supposed to play on. I'm supposed to get birds chirping as our background noise for this, but. I don't have it yet, so we'll just deal with the music we've got. In case you weren't listening, Al Perkins is out of studio this week. He's in New York City, and he called in earlier. That's not Jesus Christ. That's
not helping, Mark. No.
Sorry.
No, on the list of things not helping, that's on it.
Okay.
So Al called in earlier, and typically he's always in the studio with us. And not only does he give us our drinking word, he gives us our thoughtful vulgarity question. And here's the question. What do you feel is the best way to spend your savings? And this isn't like an end-of-life question, but it's everybody has savings. Everybody saves up money for different things, whether it be emergencies or whatever your favorite hobby or whatever it is. So the question is, what do you feel that the best way to spend your savings is? And I feel, well, because I was told, we're going to start with Marnie Ryan.
Well, I thought he said Buddy Early.
No.
No, he did not.
Sadly,
are you sure?
Yeah, I am sure. We'll go back to the tape.
No, I'm sure. I'll verify.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go Marnie.
Cancer research.
Marnie, Buddy, Aaron, Doug, and me.
All right. So if we have to be right on.
Now, was that a knee jerk or were you serious?
No,
cancer research.
I mean, if it's about I'm dying. And give
no.
it away?
It's no, not. It's not. It's no, not. No. It's this not. Is just like right. if tomorrow, okay. like let's say you have two
if
grand.
Tomorrow, never.
Tomorrow, like if you have $2,000 in
what
savings.
Are you,
tomorrow, what are you spending your savings
easily,
on?
Easily. I'm gonna get on a plane. I'm gonna go to San Francisco. What?
Tyler just said he doesn't know any of us. He
okay,
found us
good.
On the web, loves
we
our
love
show.
Yay!
Loves our show.
Tyler, we love you.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler.
If you know Dolly, let her know we love her.
Oh, don't need
come
to
visit
get
Arizona.
Go ahead. We don't have time for
well, that. I mean, if it's about just shit out this money tomorrow, I'm easily going to San Francisco.
So travel, just like
travel.
What Al said.
I'm going to
yeah.
San
like
Francisco. I'm doing it probably first class. I want to see shows. I want to go for the best dinners. and stay with either my friend George or Braun to save some money.
Gotcha.
And but that's about it. I would easily be traveling.
So George is a homosexual, right?
As is Braun. Yes.
Allegedly.
Well, Braun's
they're both gay as Christmas.
George, nope, you're right. I have confirmation.
And you know that.
Thank you very much. Anyway, let's move on.
All right. So if we're talking about like tomorrow and the savings I have now, I would spend that on a double stuff Oreos.
But okay, I'm with you, buddy, on that.
I think of this question also in the sense of what would you do if you won the lottery? So that sure. I think it's fair enough.
That's good.
Along the same as Al, I would travel the fuck out of this world.
Yep.
I would to the point where I wouldn't even know where I'm going next. I would, you know, when
it
I'm done.
It would be like The Amazing Race.
When I'm done with Paris, I'd be like, I want to go to Istanbul now. Mm-hmm. And, oh, now I'm going to go to Upper Volta, which is now called Burkina Faso. You know, just whatever. I would just, it would make me so happy. And yes, I would spend some on male prostitutes.
Internationally.
But, I mean, that would, and I would even, and I know this is not an end of life.
Are they called double stuffed Oreos?
Sometimes in Amsterdam they get double stuffed. I understand that.
And I know this is not an end of life question.
Triple X rating.
I know this is not an end of life question, but I would be perfectly happy if I was in a foreign country 10,000 miles away when I died.
And
that would be
just
so amazing.
You stole my punchline.
No, wait,
I was going to say that too. I want to die in a foreign country.
No, wait, does that go in line with, because you literally avoided the fact that it was your birthday last week. Is that kind of the same thing? You want no attention drawn?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay, well, and that's fine. I mean, because I want a goddamn parade.
Yeah, and that's interesting that I am so not like that.
Yes.
Do we have to wear the heels?
Not you.
Thank you. But
the women don't.
Or just me.
Erin, you're up, girl.
Okay, if I had a reasonable amount of money.
Or I think we should add
in. Or if I won the lottery.
Right.
So if you
said $2,000. Well, so whatever. That's what
I just use that as a point of reference.
No,
whatever your savings
is. If I won the lottery. My savings, again, pack
Seriously,
of gum.
I'm with
pack
but,
of gum.
But if I won the lottery, I would always wanted to open up, buy a big ranch and open up a big no-kill dog shelter and just take a bunch of bully breeds, cool. Pit bulls and boxers
that
and whatever.
Is a shocker.
Shut up. And hey, that's not even okay. Reality TV. And then I would make a reality TV show about me. And no, I'm kidding about that part. But I would, a no-kill shelter. And then truly, this trip that Al's on right now, I'm a Broadway girl, I'm a musical theater girl, and I would love to go do what he's doing now.
I meant I would open up a no-kill shelter, then travel. And yeah. You didn't get that.
You get a staff to take care of it, and then you travel.
And I'd still just go to San Francisco.
And I'd get the biggest bed in the whole world, and all the rescue dogs would all get to sleep in my bed with me, and then Marnie would probably break up with me at some point during that process, so maybe that wouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Or I'd be on the couch. Go on.
Anyway. Next. All right, Doug, I'm throwing it to you.
All right.
Dog or Doug?
Doug. Oh,
that was, I think that was the technical Oreo.
Dog, bro.
All right, Doug, if you had
Your
savings. Here you go.
I hate to be unoriginal, but again, the traveling, right? World travel would be the number one thing. Like you said, buddy, I would love to die in a foreign country. They find me dead in the south of France just drinking wine.
Yes!
That's how I want to go.
You wouldn't still be drinking wine.
I have a drunk.
He died from alcohol.
He's got it. Okay.
But I do have a specific twist on it. So, buddy, you might like this because it's a sports reference. I love tennis. It's my favorite sport of all time. I was an avid tennis player my whole life.
Right,
I'm still a huge fan. I love the four Grand Slam tournaments. So you may know what they are, right?
Oh,
so there's this
list,
thing
yeah.
called a spectator slam, meaning as a spectator, you go to all four of them. Uh-huh. So it's the U.S. Open in New York. Yeah, and then there's the Australian Open in Melbourne, the
Very gay
French
friendly.
Open, yes,
oh. Very gay
the
friendly.
French That's Open at Roland Garros in Paris, and then Wimbledon.
Oh,
right?
Good.
Wimbledon is an actual city, right?
Right.
And there are people who have actually done this. They've done. They go see all four tournaments. As spectators, and they see all of those countries, and that's what I would do.
That would be amazing.
I want to die having. That's on my number one thing on my bucket list is to do the.
Because you're a huge tennis fan,
and well, it combines my two favorite things: tennis and travel.
Well, you know,
all rolled in, and there could there's and you
and
see the
potential,
the world. There's also prostitutes. so yes. Yeah, it's everything.
But you know what, Doug? It's funny because just the U.S. Open is on my bucket list. But yes. Obviously, I would love to go to all of them.
Expand it out.
But I'm so glad I did not know this about you, and you are here next week?
I am.
Okay, because Wimbledon has started.
Oh,
we will have to discuss this next week.
Oh, my God, I cannot wait.
I did not know you were a tennis fan.
When you said your DVR was full, mine's full from the first two days of Wimbledon.
Okay.
By the way, Doug Wilkie almost said, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Like, you really put your hands up.
Oh, yes.
I know.
Is that a hand to God?
And a God.
Yeah. You know, God likes Oreos.
Spectators.
Oh, thank you.
Real quick, because I know we have several minutes left, so I'm going to ask Doug if we can deviate from the question right now.
Yes.
Let's make our picks for Wimbledon so that next week we'll see if they're still in play.
Uh-huh. Rafael Nadal to win.
He struggled in the first set today.
I love Andy Murray, though.
You know what? I'm thinking Federer gets his one last
That would,
Grand Slam.
That would be poetic.
Okay, and even though I love Rafa, he's my favorite.
Me too.
And women?
Oh, that's a good, tough call. Yeah,
Marty Ryer's really going to win good, the entire thing.
Maybe Maria Sharapova.
Yeah, I.
Same thing.
I, you know, for the last several,
Shame
I've been
Sean.
Thinking
Shame Sean.
Serena is due
or
again.
Serena. Yeah, she's the one to beat.
This is a tough. I'm going to go with Serena.
And she looked great in the
Clayton,
first round.
What do you
Which,
think?
If Serena is on her game, she's going to win.
She'll win.
She beats herself.
They're falling asleep.
I don't care.
I know.
My time.
Oddly, I'm actually not falling asleep.
Oh,
I just have a question because you guys have followed tennis more than I give a shit about.
Uh-huh.
Whatever happened to
Martina Navratilova is gay.
I would be so upset because we're getting totally off track. Whatever happened to
he would.
Gabriella Sabatini?
She's gorgeous.
She was hot. She had a perfume.
She,
not that
you
I
know,
so now.
I was gorgeous. Infatuated with her.
She flamed out after she won the U.S. Open in 1990.
Open. Yes.
People thought she was
going to... Oh, you really know your trivia.
Yeah. Oh, no, right. I'm with him.
People thought she was going to be the challenger to Steffi Graf.
Yep.
Yes.
She won that U.S.
She
Open.
Was not
And that
I
was
have
it.
Made a new best friend.
Very early. Then she became pregnant, didn't she? Like, she got married and like, and then she was just done.
She did some commentating, and she's still
not
around.
As pretty.
She looks beautiful.
Clayton, what would you do if you had won the lottery?
Yeah,
your savings.
Yes, Clayton. What? Yes. What would you do?
Sadly, nothing that I have to share about that is
you
exciting because I'm not. No, but that's not savings. If I had if I had Oprah money,
Open
that would be
money.
That.
Yep, yep, yep.
But no, I'm I really, because I'm not, I don't really like to travel. It's not really my big
you
thing.
You don't. That's
I
weird.
Don't. I don't. I'm not, I love the security. I really do love.
You like your safeties.
I love the security. I love, if it was an enhancement to my house, if it was something that made my life easier or better, something, and I own, stupidly, and I know people understand this. I own enough lawnmowers and vacuums and computers and.
Oreos.
And cheap. I have all the electronic, or Oreos. Let's have a drink to that. I own all that. Now, what I have done in the past, my favorite car is the mid '80s Cadillac Eldorado. So, stupidly, I would buy a 30-year-old car.
Sure, that sounds great.
And that's what because I love that car so much. But I mean, if again, like saying like going to New York, if there was an option with Al and I had somebody to dare I say like hold my hand to go there. Uh-huh. Because I'm not going blind. I will not. I do love San Diego. I will go to San Diego.
Okay.
I love that. So, I mean, if I had savings, I would probably take a portion of it. Notice I said if I had savings.
We're all with
because,
you.
Because this show is such a profit windfall.
Well, I'm getting paid as much as Buddy Early.
Which is exactly
Just let her keep thinking
the
that.
Same, right. So my guess is my guess on that would be just I would minimal travel, a bit local. I have no desire. I do need to go home. I do need to go to back to Joplin.
Yeah.
That would be a trip. But there's nothing to go home for.
What about like some because you have your hand in so many things.
True.
Whether it be DJing
Fernando.
That wasn't a joke.
Tampico.
That wasn't a double entendre.
Whether it's DJing or this radio show or lawn care or whatever you're doing. What about like what Clayton wants to do in terms of like a business or anything
Maybe
like that?
Maybe your money would go there.
Oddly, broadcasting has always been a huge passion of mine, so I would probably invest more in Q-Talk Arizona or America.
There you go.
What about a home studio?
As soon as Jason moves out, and you know what's stupid about that is I actually thought about that.
Yeah.
That room would be perfect.
Yep.
It would be a perfect studio.
And you once said on the air, on this show, that if you really could
we'll
just
call
do
it
this,
air.
That if you could just do this, this oh, is all you would
I
do.
I would. That yes. would be
so.
Fun.
There's
no,
your,
that's true. True.
There's your
if
dream.
If I could do this every day,
right?
If a morning show could start at noon,
yeah. Uh-huh.
We have
the technology for that.
Or if a noon right. show could right. start at 4, well, everybody would be happy.
We've got a super fan over here. He's right. like, you said on May 18th that, quote,
would you like to write that down?
I'm the number one fan of this show, by the
he
way.
He is.
I am.
I've
I'm just a guest
that.
Tonight.
And you know what? Always, by the way, it's always my favorite because he sends me a Facebook.
Always.
I'm listening, Marnie. I love it.
He says he's listening.
Makes me happy. He's a
listener. I'm the number one listener.
He's a listener.
Lord, he is the number one listener. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Clayton McKee. I thank you for being here. It's a Tuesday night. We do this every Tuesday from 7 to 9. I've got Marnie, Aaron, Buddy, Doug, and, Al called in.
Yeah, where was Al tonight?
Al was in
where
New York.
Was he?
New York City.
Oh,
New
I York he was City. Here.
Bye, Tyler.
Oh, Tyler.
Bye, Tyler.
Tyler, come back next week.
Tyler
and Leslie and Lurline. Oh, Lurline's gone.
And Sabrina,
sorry.
I hope you're listening.
Tyler, come back next week.
Don't go blowing up those commodes.
We're back live.
Blowed up.
We're back again live next Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Join us, if you will, please. Thank you very much. It's Q-Talk America. I'm Clayton McKee. It's the show on Q-Talk America. Good night.
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q-Talk Arizona.